please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Closer and closer to episode 666. Yeah. And we have a big announcement that we're going to make public in just a second here. But before I do that, I want to remind everyone, download the Brave browser, link in the description, send us your bats, click the triangle up at the top, join our Discord. Right now is the best time to join our Discord because some crazy stuff is about to happen. And it has to do with the announcement that we're about to make in any second. Right now, go ahead, Young Bill Fridge.
Everybody, you're going to want to take the afternoon off of work this coming, not tomorrow, but the Wednesday afterwards.
Next Wednesday.
We're doing a very special early episode, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to have our friends on the show.
And I'll give you a hint why senior citizens go to bed early.
Oh. Yeah, we're going to have our friends on the show tonight. Come and visit us while we invite Jesse Lee Peterson on.
Jesse Lee Peterson will be on Drunken Peasants with Hannibal and Monty.
He's going to have a conversation with us about masculinity and racism and current events.
And lesbians.
Lesbians. It's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited because, as everybody knows, Jesse Lee Peterson is probably my favorite person in the entire world.
Listen. Right now, I was telling young Bill Fridge and Ben Pye before the show started, look, I need to know what the fucking rules are for that show, all right? Y'all gonna have to let me know what type it is. Like, y'all gotta let me know. Is this a no holds barred? Like, y'all gotta explain
rules,
to me.
Three rules: peace, love, and understanding.
Yeah.
Oh, respect. I hate those rules. Those are trash rules. Boo.
Gotta be pro, man.
Hannibal. It's gonna be incredible. It's gonna be incredible.
You shut your goddamn mouth, Monty. All right. I don't need no time for that shit.
You might even say it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, we only wanted you on the show so we can prove to them that we love black people. Yes. Is that fucked up? Yeah. I'm lying. I want you guys on the show every fucking episode ever. But also, awesome. If he asks us that, I'm like, I love everybody, especially
I will say, black people. Speaking of having us on more, I want to be on when Gasly's on. I want to interact with that dude. I like him.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. Is that, he can actually yeah. move all the fingers and everything. He gave us the middle thing.
I know.
They were going weird at first, yeah. and then he got it. Yeah,
yeah
so
yeah. And Hannibal doesn't know who I'm talking about, but you'll see.
He's a cartoon ghost. He's a cartoon ghost that fully animated.
I've seen him on the show. Yeah, I've seen him on the show. I didn't know. I didn't know he had a name. I just was like, you know.
So now y'all know which of us actually pays attention to what you guys do.
Yeah, I have a fake profile that I use to just donate money to the show. So what Monty does is gives you guys moral support. What I do is give you guys actual support.
Oh, damn.
I appreciate this one, Hannibal. And for those that don't know, he's the PT Ham account.
You know, so if you guys are excited for Jesse Lee Peterson to come on DP, please hit the like button. Hit the like button anyway, because we've got a lot of good stuff coming up, including did you hear that for the new Disney streaming service, episode 4, they've changed the Greedo and Han Solo thing again.
They changed it back or what?
They've changed it again to something that's slightly different.
What do they do now? Dance?
Actually, I have a video that shows every time they've edited it all next to each other. Really? You can see the difference.
Look.
I hope we're going to watch that. Are you going to show this to us?
Yes. I don't think it'll be a problem because there'll be so much stuff over it. Forgive us, Disney. Come on. All right, here it is. Yeah. Here it is.
Chef Okududa, please not change.
Okay, there's already shit going on 1977.
Yeah.
97, not yet.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of divergence here. Look at Disney Plus, though.
Which is, was 97 when they decided to make Greedo shoot first?
97 was, yes. And then I think 2004 was when they did all the CGI.
They changed it back.
Well, remember they released it with Jabba, like, being in the man... They took the old scene where Jabba was a human and then CGI'd the Jabba the Hutt, the slug, over it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
You see how 77 is already done? They knew how to get to their shit back then. It was like, all right, we ain't got a bunch of time to waste. Motherfuckers dead. Keep it moving.
Yeah, but the funny shit is, 70s pacing for movies was... so much slower. Why didn't we slow it down as the years go on? The pacing in movies was so slow. Watch old Doctor Who or old Star Trek. The pacing is so slow on
Watch 2001 A Space Odyssey. Watch how long it takes for a spaceship to land.
Yeah.
And then how long it devolves
that was for the longest
time.
That was the movie I put on if I wanted to go to sleep. I just put on 2001 Space Odyssey.
It is relaxing.
Go to bed, Hannibal.
Yeah.
Hannibal, go to bed.
Yeah, so that's that. It's kind of hard to watch all four at the same time, but why? Oh, you know what? I have an article about it. Hopefully they'll explain why this happened.
Disney plus Star Wars alters Greedo and Han Solo scene again with 100% more McClunky.
What does that mean, McClunky?
I have no idea, dude. Pretty sure it's a sex position.
McGillicuddy?
The McClunky.
Yeah, why didn't they just say Malarkey?
Yeah. Some more hopeful that the reunion of all Star Wars movies under one roof after the Walt Disney Company's acquisition of Fox and Lucasfilm could result in the return of the original versions of the movies rather than the Star Wars special editions. Creator George Lucas larded with poor CGI and story changes from a 1997 theatrical re-release. Instead, it seems that at least on the Disney Plus streaming service, Star Wars is further than ever from its original form. Further than ever from its original form? That didn't really look like it was that big of a change. One of the changes that most incensed Star Wars fans was made during an exchange in the 1977 original between smuggler pilot Han Solo and bounty hunter Greedo, Paul Blake. Like, who the fuck knew Paul Blake was Greedo? Nobody cares.
No.
They're like, oh, Paul Blake, get his credit. It's a puppet. The Muppet, Greedo. In the original version, Greedo corners Solo with a blaster and voices an intention to win the huge bounty on Solo's head. Surreptitiously, Solo prepares his own blaster beneath the cantina table. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, Greedo says. I bet you have, Solo says, then shoots Greedo, killing the bounty hunter instantly. Lucas, worried the scene made Solo look too much like a cold-blooded killer, used the 30th anniversary re-release as an opportunity to correct the scene, using computer animation to depict Greedo firing first, with Solo dodging the shot with a jerky, unnatural motion of his head. In this version, Solo fires only in response to Greedo shooting first. Fans angered by the story change and the terrible special effects used to alter it defied the change, adopting the slogan Han shot first, which is true. But instead of changing the scene back to its original form from the 2004 DVD release of the original Star Wars trilogy, altered it once more, this time to depict Solo and Greedo firing simultaneously. On the Disney Plus streaming service, the Star Wars series newly launched home, the scene has been altered yet again. Solo's unbelievable head-jerking dodge remains, though the shot has seemingly been shortened. But the weirdest change is the addition of a new shot, the camera returning to Greedo so he can utter a new line which sounds like McClunky.
McClunky.
Unlike the rest of Greedo's lines, the McClunky edition has no subtitles, so there's no way to know what Greedo's last word actually means, making the scene an even more bizarre viewing experience. Other more minor changes separate the Disney Plus version of the original Star Wars, which appears to be a new scan of a film print rather than a transfer of the Blu-ray edition. For example, the 20th Century Fox fanfare has been reinserted to the front of the movie after its removal of the 2011 Blu-ray release, which had multiple tweaks of its own. The altered version of Star Wars included with Disney Plus suggests that there's no end in sight to the ongoing erasure of the original film.
Wow, they really looked into this.
Yeah, no, this wow. You know what this is? This is like over explanation. They're like, well, blah, 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 blah. Like, there's a second of shit. They already fucked with it once. You can't unfuck the cat. Is the story right?
Yeah.
Once you do that with the kitty cat, it's ruined. You can't undo.
Yeah, but you know. Here's the thing with Star Wars: you can unfuck the cat. Just make every version what it was originally. Done.
Yeah,
and just say sorry for changing it. Here it is.
Don't you know, apologize. Bring it back.
I'll do you one better than that. If George Lucas feels the overwhelming need to change shit, how about you change Phantom Menace? Make it not trash. Take out all those fucking C-SPAN synth scenes, you know what I'm saying, with fucking all of the people just talking about trade negotiations and tariffs and shit. Although, I didn't know at the time that movie was preparing me for politics today. So there you go. Yeah.
Was it, though? Didn't.
Well, I feel like at least now when they talk about tariffs and shit, I know what the fuck they're talking about. When I was watching that shit when Phantom Menace came, I know what the fuck they was talking about. Shit was trash. I'm like, get to the fighting. I didn't care for all that.
They should go back and they should change the Emperor to be like a Donald Trump type character and have him wear a red hat that says "Make all galaxies align" and have the fucking the Sith MAGA red hat, red saber. That'd be some politics. Make that shit.
Oh my god!
Bring that back.
Yeah.
Make all galaxies align. I just caught up to you.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a bar.
I like. Let's make that a movie.
And you know what? Palpatine should have. I mean, whoever the Sith is in the movie should have like a really, really, really long red lightsaber, like unusually, like just like unnecessarily long lightsaber. That'd be awesome.
But then when he actually has to use it, he has inadequacy issues and gets supreme lightsaber deficiency. Yeah. When he doesn't have to use it, he's got the biggest saber in the room.
It's going
to
take a blue pill.
It's huge. Yeah,
they did that in Spaceballs. That's a Spaceballs joke.
Yeah.
Because they get the limp.
But now, in the new Spaceballs 2, they're going to have fucking...
Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
Yeah, they're obviously going to have that now, and they're going to have Morpheus come out during that scene and offer him the blue pill or the red pill, and he's going to take the blue pill to get his erection lasting longer than 4 hours.
You know, I just want to mention this really quick. I have no idea why names aren't displaying on Streamlabs. I noticed that Billy had a stream yesterday and names were displaying for his. I don't, because when we look in the Streamlabs, it shows the name. I don't know why it's not showing the name.
Yeah, maybe reconnect the account at some point. That's ridiculous that it's not working. But Juggalo V.
That's what I normally do. I disconnect and reconnect.
See, it says anonymous for no reason. I turned off the filter.
Yeah, that's a Juggalo V right there.
And so there's no reason.
We had Hypothesis saying, hey, Hannibal and Monty, remember when Frylock quoted Knuckles? Yeah. Juggalo V said, hell yeah, coming for next Wednesday. Tell JLP what's eating you, Hannibal. Yeah.
Him. He's gonna be what's eating me. I have so many fucking questions. Like, I just, I just want, look, I'm saving it for Wednesday. I'm saving it for Wednesday. I'm just saying, we need to, you guys need to go, we need to talk about rules and how you want this to play out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys realize, but there's a segment on our show that is the Weekly Amazing, where I pick one thing, one ridiculous thing JLP said that week and clip it out and we react to it every week. The Weekly Amazing.
I'm going to have to email Streamlabs or something because it's just a problem. Because I even took the link out and copied and pasted it and put it back in again, and it's still doing the same thing. Yeah. So,
shit.
Fuck it. Anyway, on with the show.
We might have to send y'all the amazing beat so you can play it for them.
Amazing.
No, you need to let me make like a country version of it and then and then give it to them like that.
You know what I would like? You know what I think you should do?
Hannibal, he'd be surprised that black people could be so talented.
Hannibal, I have a better idea for something you should do a remix on. Have you ever seen Jesse Lee Peterson's old show from the 90s, the theme song?
Oh man.
For that?
No, what is play,
I'm pretty sure it's him singing it.
I don't, you're just assuming.
No, Hannibal would be able to tell us.
See, here we go again.
Hannibal has an ear for music that is superior.
There's no, you have no evidence whatsoever. This is pure assumption.
I'm just saying.
All you do is assume shit.
Next Wednesday, we'll be able to ask him if he were the one singing that or not. So,
$100.
That'd be a question. I don't bet.
I want to know.
You don't bet because you're not, you throw out, that's why you throw out these bullshit assumptions all the time. Because you don't care if you're wrong.
I don't care if I'm wrong.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm usually not. I'm so accustomed to being right, it excites me when I'm wrong.
No, you just don't, you stop caring when you're wrong, so it helps you to pretend like it never happened.
No,
that's the reality
of it all. I literally am very rarely wrong.
Dude, I've got you locked down. I love it. I love
you
it when you, yeah, I, you dude,
don't.
I've got you all figured out,
you
homie.
You don't. You think you do.
I know I do.
Oh, I play you like a fiddle.
Sure you do, buddy.
I got Twinkie with the cream in the middle.
Do we need to lay y'all down on a couch and have a conversation?
Why'd you say lay them down on a couch?
We doing
here
no
it
talking?
Is. Here it is.
To the show. My name is Jesse Peterson. Today we're talking about Judge Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, so.
Maybe we can find a way.
You sound like
Mama. All right, I'm asking you right now, if I could get that reproduced, right? Like with like a real singer and new like with big ass vocals and the big ass beat and shit behind it and like put the new music behind that old video. Would you play that shit when he's on the show?
Oh, yeah.
You can get that done in a week?
I had this idea the other day. I was sitting there thinking, like, what if Hannibal did a remix of that old theme song? Because I get that theme song stuck in my head all the time.
It's good. Dude, if you redo that, I'm making a playlist all around that.
Okay, all right.
I'm making an entire playlist. I'm going Spotify.
Monty? I'm fucking doing that shit. All right.
I'm holding you to it. I'm gonna make sure you do it.
Did he just? Is that a song already? Or is that something that he actually wrote?
I've never heard of anywhere else.
We gotta do some research.
Do me a favor in the side chat for Skype. Post that link in there so I can facilitate making this happen.
All right.
Maybe we can find a way.
I need that song. I need the old. Hell yeah! I need that video too. Matter of fact, just send that whole shit to me.
I got you, Hannibal. I got you.
Yeah.
Like, if you post that link, I got you. I can take it from there.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Maybe we can find a way.
I'm
about
to.
Thank you.
Is it maybe?
Thank you, PT Ham. Maybe we can find a way.
And look, just I just want you to know, I had some regular ham the other day, and it wasn't as good as PT Ham. So there you go.
Is that like is that like physical therapy ham?
I thought it was pretty tasty ham.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, I think that's his initials. Actually,
pretty tasty.
I thought pussy taste. You know what I'm saying?
Pussy taste ham.
Yeah.
That's not kosher.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, but it's delicious. You know,
it's true.
Truth. Keep that's me down true. There longer. So
that's true, though.
Right.
Yeah. A little salt, a little Tony Sacheries.
And Ben Pye, while I'm here, since you're the man of 1,000 random facts, is Canadian bacon and ham just the same thing? Is there a difference between them?
Pretty much. It pretty much is the same thing. If you go to Europe, like to the UK, the bacon there isn't cooked as crispy, and it's more ham-like too. But it's like halfway.
It's weird as fuck out there.
It's like halfway between Canadian bacon and American bacon, the bacon that they eat in the UK. Oh, dude, and an English breakfast is a breakfast that you have to take a nap after eating, pretty much. Yeah.
Any breakfast that includes fucking beans
and everything, and toast and eggs and what else? There's the English bacon.
Yeah.
There's everything on it.
You're like, dude, why do you got to put beans on this plate? Who's that hungry where they're like waking up to have beans?
They're baked. They're good, though. I've had an English breakfast
they're good.
Before.
You know what I do for breakfast when I eat breakfast, which is like a couple times a week, maybe? 2 hard-boiled eggs. That's it. That's called the stop being a fat-ass breakfast.
Yeah. That's the Rocky Balboa. Well, not
I do. I do every morning. I try to do eggs, toast, avocado. That's my breakfast.
I love avocado.
I just like to point out that Monty has a white girlfriend, so that's what that is.
Yeah. So, yeah, you see the English bacon, how it's... Yeah,
and those are blood sausages, the little black things down there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and then bangers, and then some mushrooms, some tomatoes that are, like, grilled on the outside.
Is there no potato on here?
No, they don't that's have potato. Much.
They usually don't do potato on an English breakfast?
Nope.
So these niggas burned the shit out the sausage, but then didn't finish cooking the eggs? What the fuck? I'm very confused.
Because you don't want your eggs cooked because you like runny yolks, right?
Oh, I love some runny yolks.
Get the whole... No, not
was
the
there
first
toast
I don't,
on that plate?
I don't eat eggs. No,
was the toast on that plate?
It was, I think they put the tomatoes on top of it.
Questionable.
Usually the tomatoes are on top of the toast.
Ben, you know when you like have a success in your life, you talk about it on the show, like you brag about it?
Like what?
Like, you know, just historically, you've always like bragged about things when you're successful in life. I have something I want to brag about.
Dude, you brag? What are you talking
about? You know, I just figured it's my turn now because I have a little success that I'd like to brag about.
I don't know what you're even talking about.
Do you mind if I take a moment to brag about my success?
Okay, go ahead and derail the whole fucking
show.
Cool,
yeah. I did something very rare and impossible. I finished my chapstick. Have you ever gotten to the bottom of a chapstick before without...
No. Well, shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, Billy. Yeah.
And my mic. I think everybody's very proud of this. This is impossible.
Proud. I'm proud. All
right, now we're going to talk about something way more important.
It's impossible.
Actually, this isn't really that important to me, but it was important to a lot of people. So much so that they remade an entire movie that should have come out, 8 months ago?
I think it was supposed to come out this week, actually.
No. Was it originally?
I think it was supposed to come out in November, yeah.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
They made it on time? I thought they had to delay the release of it.
Well, they do have to delay the release. The movie's not coming out until February 14th.
Right. That's what I meant.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out this week, and then they had to push it back. So they pushed it back to February 14th, Valentine's Day, which, by the way, I saw our friend Christian so excited for a happiest Valentine's ever because they love the new trailer.
Good.
All right.
Good. No one will get assaulted.
I haven't seen the new trailer yet. So
we're going to watch it.
But I waited forever to see the old trailer. So.
See, here's my issue. What kind of world do we live in where autists on the internet get to spurg out about something that they don't like, and in a Hollywood studio goes and remakes a movie because
of it. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If Michael Bay had done that years ago with Transformers, I would still be a fan of current Transformers.
Have you seen Bumblebee with John Cena?
Like, oh, yes. I loved the Bumblebee movie. The Bumblebee movie gave me what I wanted.
Yeah, they did really well.
If they had done that back in the day, I'd have been all for it. So I'm glad they did this.
Hopefully they will. Hasbro, yeah,
they
listened, is taking...
And they said, oh, you don't like the way this Sonic looks? We'll fix it. Pull it back. Let's fix it for
the fans. The problem
with
the Transformers films...
So you agree with this too, Billy?
What?
You agree that if enough fans complain about something, that the media company making the product,
I think the
should
media
give
company
in to the fans and
should
change
do whatever
it.
The fuck they want, whether it's because the fans tell
well,
them to or if they.
I don't think they wanted to do this. That's well, kind of a cop out. You know how? Yeah, because it cost them money. They had to go back and remake a movie.
Fans are telling you you fucked up and you have the ability to go redo it, why not listen to the fans?
Okay. So what about John Cena?
What about John Cena?
What about when all the WWE fans hated John Cena?
I mean,
but WWE refused.
That was their right too, right?
No, I'm not talking about, dude. You're trying to shift the goalpost. I'm not talking about their right. I'm not talking about their fucking right, dude.
I'm not a consumer. All right.
All right. Listen.
I'm a creator. I spend more hours of my life creating content than I do consuming it. So if you're telling me that I can't listen to the fans to make my creations better and still do what I'm going to do despite what the fans think is the best, it's a line you gotta cross. And if Vince McMahon says John Cena's going over night after night after night after night, Vince McMahon's got to deal with that. He's a millionaire that should have been a billionaire.
I think he actually is a billionaire.
He's a billionaire now, yeah. But that was what CM Punk said when the counterculture came in and gave CM Punk a platform to... rise.
Billy's best debate tactic is when it's his turn to talk, he says enough irrelevant stuff to totally misdirect what we're even talking about.
And you know why that's a better tactic than saying relevant stuff that nobody even cares to listen to? Because this is what you call baffling them with bullshit. And people eat this up because it's fucking entertainment. All entertainment is bullshit. Like, literally having an opinion in 2019 is a waste of time. Facts don't matter. Yep. Truth is out the window. Just choose your narrative and stick by it. And people will follow your narrative, whether it's right, wrong, as long as it sounds good, run with it.
Yeah, I want to chime in and challenge Ben for a second.
Go ahead.
Where when you were talking about, when you asked the question of whether they should have bowed to what these people said, I think... if they felt that strongly about it, they should have stuck with it. If they're like, no, this is a good movie, you'll see.
Right.
Stick with it.
Yeah, I agree.
But see, I don't think that they felt that strongly about it. I think
that's where I was going. Hannibal just caught up to where I was going. Yeah. I don't think they think this is a good movie. Mm. I don't think they think this is a good movie.
Why'd they
and
pay Jim Carrey
they
to
need...
be in it?
Well, Jim Carrey's stock is down right now. Jim Carrey's not a big get right now.
They need this fan base to push this movie. They need this fan base to get dollars behind this movie.
The fan base is
they're
nuts.
Not confident
they're
in their
product.
They're
going to freak out when they see the movie, just, no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They will not like the movie. I guarantee
you.
I bet you
they're going to hate this movie.
Christine.
I know I'm going to hate this movie.
Christine Weston Chandler was so excited by the new trailer.
That's just the trailer.
They
have a whole two-hour movie to pick through to find something to be mad about.
Yep.
It will
That's
happen.
True.
I don't think That's that true. The Sonic fans want to be mad. I think they just want to watch the
Chris?
Sonic that they have become accustomed to.
Okay, then why did Christine Chandler, the person that you're referencing, get mad when they turn Sonic's arms from tan to blue and pepper spray an employee at GameStop over it then?
Because they care about their original Sonic. And if you
Chris Chan pepper sprayed somebody because they liked the new Sonic
Chris
trailer?
Chan went... they came out with a new Sonic game where Sonic's arms were blue, but they had always been tan for years. And Chris Chan was mad about that. Chris Chan went to her local GameStop and started painting the arms blue on the display that they had there. And when they tried to stop her, she pepper sprayed them.
Yep. See?
The Sonic fans don't want you to reinvent Sonic.
Sonic fan terrorism is what this is.
But wait, Billy. Yeah. Here's the thing. All fan bases want to rage about something. That I'm part of the Transformers community, and I gotta be the voice of reason with these motherfuckers. Being calm down, let's let this play out. This might be good. We all want to rage. Like I nerd out over Transformers. I will not pay money for any Michael Bay Transformers because fuck them, fuck Michael Bay, fuck everything about it.
And they exist.
But you wouldn't expect to whine about it so much that Michael Bay cares and changes the movies, right?
No, I won't go that far. I keep my whining private to my closest friends. Hannibal's heard me go on for hours about Transformers on phone calls.
Here's the thing.
Shia LaBeouf is terrible.
Shia LaBeouf actually is the greatest actor of his generation.
You know, my friend Nick is friends with him.
Is Shia LaBeouf a better actor than Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No.
Are they the same generation?
Yes.
Aren't they?
Yeah, he is. He is better. He is better. Yeah, he
you
is
think
better.
He's better?
Well, there you go. Wow.
I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt is better than Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. See, look at that. We all agree on that.
Shia LaBeouf is not even the second greatest actor of his generation.
I don't know if you've seen...
Have you seen Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
Of course, maybe. I remember it vaguely. There was a refrigerator scene.
That's the scene everybody remembers. They remember that scene in the aliens, and it's like, why are the aliens in this movie?
But you can't judge him based on what he had to do when he was that Hollywood Disney boy, right? When he walked away and started making actual movies, go watch him in Fury. Go watch him in Peanut Butter Falcon. See that this dude... and realize the untapped potential that this guy has. And if he follows this path now, in 10 years, you guys are going to be like, dude, Billy was right.
Have you ever seen how he has like a gimpy hand?
No.
Yeah, he has this habit of getting wasted and injuring himself or getting into fights.
Yeah.
And there's one time he messed up his hand for like a whole year. He had his hand like wrapped up in this crazy cast. I think he might have lost a finger or something like that.
No way, really?
Yeah, let me see here. We'll look that up really quick.
That's because have you ever seen Megan Fox's fingers?
Yes.
She was the other co-star of Transformers.
Yeah, but this was like an injury.
Huh.
I guess he didn't lose a finger, but it was really bad. I remember it was wrapped up like forever.
Look, maybe Shia LaBeouf isn't the greatest actor of his generation, but...
He's not, but...
But...
You know what? You know what? Let me work some magic. Like,
you look how tore up he is.
He's fucking crazy. That's why I like
him. There's a few videos of him getting his ass kicked. There's one. Him getting his ass kicked by a hairy fat guy in Vancouver.
Have you seen this episode of Hot Ones where he's eating the chicken wings?
Yeah. Let's go back to Sonic.
I didn't realize Shia LaBeouf was such a bro.
It cracks me up.
Shia LaBeouf is an awesome human being.
Oh man, I don't agree. Shia LaBeouf comes across like a dude that you'd have to beat up at a bar or something.
No, he's actually not. Like, I keep telling you, my friend Nick is friends with him. I've come this close to almost hanging out with Shia LaBeouf with Nick. And then Nick sent me pictures. He's like, you should have come out tonight. Like, fuck you, Nick.
Yeah, but you know what, though? But you know what, though? Like, if Shia LaBeouf is an asshole, you an asshole, so of course y'all gonna be friends. That's why he's like, you see a kindred spirit there.
You know what?
Like,
fuck you, Hannibal.
See, there you go. Perpetuating his assholeness.
I'm Sonic. A little bit of Sonic.
I'm Sonic. They gave him a voice like someone that hangs out in Jared Genesis Discord server.
Extremely handsome package.
I should be allowed on Discord.
Always after my powers. So I came to yours. It gets a little lonely, but that's okay. I am living my best life on Earth.
Like, why didn't they do this as the character design of Sonic to jump off? Why'd they think they had to reinvent the wheel? Like, that's the dumbest thing right there.
I agree that this looks better than the other one. I thought it was hilarious how bad it triggered everybody.
If you want to know how triggering this was going to be, just search for your first name and then add the hedgehog at the end of it. And see, every first name, somebody made a character of like your first name plus the hedgehog with full drawn art on Google. You can Google it and find this.
I'm checking right now in the side chat. I'm putting mine when I find it. I'm doing it now.
I'm doing the same thing.
Holy shit. It's
this
nuts.
This is amazing.
Because these people live.
Why does this exist?
Exactly. They live as the hedgehog family. There's a certain spectrum level that is involved with being a fan of Sonic the Hedgehog. And what do you do when you change the idol of someone on the spectrum?
There's way too many Ben the Hedgehogs.
I'm telling you, dude.
Oh my
there's
God.
Like
it's thousands.
Nuts. It's there is nuts.
Look, I gotta say this. We're on DP, but shout out to Zoe the producer. She's doing her shit. Even when we're not doing a shit show. Thank you, Zoe. Carry on.
These motherfuckers got, like, my first and middle name, The Hedgehog.
Yeah!
And this motherfucker's got an afro, and he's black.
Wow! The pitcher's mound also
and you want to tell me you want to mess with their favorite little character and make him,
I do. I
make
love,
him look like an off-brand version
Monty
of Sonic?
The Hedgehog. Yeah, I just found Monty the Hedgehog. Yes. I like Monty the Hedgehog.
It's so deep. Look. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's like you're more likely to find art of you the Hedgehog than you are to find the keychain with the state license plate at the gift shop of fucking of Disneyland or something. There's more hedgehogs there than targeted souvenir bullshit.
This is amazing. This is why. Like this is like somebody. Like came into my life, made this Sonic drawing so I could find it in this exact moment. It would be like if in Terminator, if Michael B's character goes back in time and instead of stopping the robot apocalypse, he made this drawing so I could find it right now. He did not save humanity, but he really made my day.
Yeah. This is one of the caveats of the simulation that we live in, is that this just exists. It's like an inside joke of the simulation.
Ugh, I can't with that guy.
And then they got to do the 90s music again. Uh-oh. Because...
it's nostalgia triggering.
Yeah. Before they did Gangster Paradise, right?
Why are you hiding out
this
in my garage?
This is way better version for Sonic the Hedgehog. Power, you thought that Gangster Paradise was great.
Universe. You have to help me.
No, I don't. Super Please. Sonic. It's life or death. Super Sonic.
Pause it for good morning. One second. I just got to say, if James Marsden is in it, somebody's going to take his bitch from him in this movie. All right, that was it. Every movie James Marsden is in, every movie or TV show, somebody takes his girl from him.
Yeah.
True. Hot, there's true. Already people in our chat right now saying how bad this looks.
I think this is an improvement. I would see this movie.
You know what? Who's producing this movie? Is this a Sony movie? Is this Universal? Who
Paramount.
Owns
it? Paramount.
Paramount? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say now, I think Paramount purposefully released the shitty version of the trailer to get people upset so that way they could put the... they probably made the movie as we're seeing it right now.
I don't agree,
They realized people were going to think it was trash, so then they made like a shit trailer and then released that. So that way they can create all of this shit. I think all of this is a scheme. I don't think any of this is real. I think they hustled everybody to go see this movie.
So Hannibal, you think they Popeye's chicken sandwiched us?
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Monty, with your black ass. Yes, that's absolutely what I think. I think Popeye's chicken sandwiched us.
Popeye's chicken sandwich actually got us one murder at least, right? Like
First off, Bill Fridge, one murder that we know of.
Exactly.
Multiple confrontations.
And if you want to say someone who set some shit up for the promotion purpose, when the Joker was coming out and they were like, every theater's going to get bang bang, that's what they were saying with the Joker, there were more deaths at Popeye's than there were at Joker.
Yeah.
And yeah. and I'm pretty sure that was all to stir up drama for the film. Like, it was all over CNN. CNN and Warner Brothers are the same parent company, Time Warner, and Joker came out under Warner Brothers. That was that controlled opposition promotion.
Can't
that
sleep,
was some
but
crazy
I finally
shit.
Caught you living it.
Yes! Who was that?
For your health. Cheers from Poland.
Oh, man. One of my Polish brethren.
Ollie, thank you, Ollie.
There you
much,
go.
Much respect and love. Also, I mean, the Fiat
think about it. Would anybody have cared to see this movie if the first trailer would have been trash, right? Like, if the trailer we're watching now would have been the first thing that we saw, would people care about this? They would have been like, eh, that looks kind of dumb. I don't really know why they're making this, whatever.
But I then, think the Sonic then they put fans out, would. I think the Sonic yeah, fans see, would care.
Right, but then they put out the shit trailer, and it makes people rage against the machine. Then they put out a good trailer in a reasonable amount of time, and now there's going to be people that actually give a shit. Like, this movie's going to... this. You know what this is? This is the Old Town Road for video game movies.
Oh,
like,
shit.
The only reason we care about
it... So you're saying Lil Nas X'd it. They didn't
yes,
popularize
because,
it.
Yeah, because I mean, I think it's the same machine. I think it's this. It's the same idea. It was like that song became what it was because of how many people raging against it in the beginning.
My thought
and
on
it, people that would have never paid attention to it started paying attention to it because of the online rage.
So my yeah. thought on it was that I don't agree. I think they knew that there's a giant Sonic fan base that is very interesting. They're a very interesting group of people, yeah. like Chris Chan, and I think they legitimately tried to put some kind of I almost said it wrong, artistic spin on it.
But see, I think
you know what else they were trying to hold on though. I think they were trying. All right. I think they were also trying to do marketing with Nike because I think the old Sonic design had like a special pair of red Nike shoes on too, right?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. So they were trying to design it to make it something on its own based off of the video game. It didn't look enough like the video game. People who have a certain condition that I won't mention again because people tell me to stop using it, they fear change. If you change anything to someone on the spectrum, they will react very badly. And I'm sorry, Sonic is huge to people who are on the spectrum. It appeals to them. It's true.
But you're right. But I think what Hannibal was saying is basically with this movie, they had the Sonic in the back, the Tails to match, Robotnik also to match, you know, and can't nobody tell them nothing. That's
they
all.
Let everybody
That's
tell them something and they remade the movie.
Right.
but did they really remake the movie? Or was
yes,
this all
think,
an elaborate
hoax? I think this is what happened.
I don't believe that.
They got the rights to Sonic the Hedgehog and they're like, how do we bring Sonic the Hedgehog into the real world? Let's make him look more like a real world hedgehog. Let's do this to make him fit in more with the real world. And it's like, you don't have to do
Let's
that.
Let's get James Marsden to talk to him.
It could have been 2D Roger Rabbit animation, and all the Sonic Hedgehog fans would have loved it. Like, yeah, go Sonic! They wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
If what they did with the Pokemon and the Detective Pikachu movie, they were very true to the cartoons, but they made them look very real life, and it was very successful.
Yeah, so they tried to do that with Sonic. They tried to make him look more like an animal.
Well, they tried to make him look more real life than his character,
right.
And that took away from his character. In Detective Pikachu, they made them look like their characters if their characters were applied to real life, and people loved that. They were so
Sonic
behind
fans them. Didn't like that.
No, they didn't do that with the Sonic. They changed the character design. They didn't change the character design in Pokemon.
Gave him boogie teeth.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
they didn't change the Pokemon in Detective Pikachu. They just updated them for the real world with their same designs. It was like nothing really changed. Everything looked like the cartoon except in the real world. This was a complete flop because they changed everything about him to just be Sonic if he was more real, not a cartoon in the real world.
And wore red Nike shoes. Hey.
Good time.
Yeah. He's my friend.
Let's go!
This is my power. And I'm using it to protect
my friends.
Let's go!
Oh my god.
Let's go!
Okay.
Ben, did you love that movie?
Who's gonna go see this? Four of us, who's gonna go see? Monty, are you gonna go see this? Billy? Ben?
No, I probably won't see it.
I'll see it.
There's a chance I go see it if my like niece and nephew want to go see it. I saw the fucking Addams Family movie and that was turds. But my niece and nephew wanted to see it, so I was like, let's go see it. And it was like, cute. I hate this. And then Sonic might be I'm interested in watching Sonic because I like Jim Carrey from the 1990s.
Sure.
And they pretty much got him playing Jim Carrey from the 1990s here.
Yeah.
As Dr.
Robotnik. He's Fire Marshal Bill as Robotnik.
Yeah.
Eggman, right?
Yeah.
Dr.
Robotnik. As opposed to playing I Love You, Philip Morris that he played in the 2000s.
Oh god.
Like, if you don't know that movie, then that's the point. For some reason,
I thought Aaron Eckhart was the star of that movie. Like, my mind had just made me forget that was Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
See? There you go. There you go.
Fun.
Yeah. All right. We'll get rid of these.
Oh, what is that?
Did anybody else get Disney Plus?
No, I don't have it.
I was just talking to my girl today. We're gonna get like Disney Plus and Apple TV and see what all the fuss is.
Disney
Hannibal, don't get Disney Plus yet. Talk to me.
Disney Plus has done something that is blown my mind. They didn't release all the episodes of The Mandalorian with the opening of the show. It's just one episode. It's one episode.
Really?
I think they're gonna release it weekly. All right, now I'm getting Disney Plus once all the episodes of The Mandalorian. That's a dick move.
Well, I mean, they're not bound to the rules of Netflix just because they're digital. So I think that you can still release weekly. Like if you have HBO Now or Go, they are on a weekly thing because they still adhere to the old television market of HBO as an actual channel. So, like, we're just used to everything coming out at once with Netflix and being able to binge, but you can't do that.
But wait, hang on. We're talking about Disney Plus, while right am I pointing in the right direction? There's a headline that says, you can finally spend a night in a hotel shaped like an anus.
Thank you for having.
Are
some
we just
going to
ignore that?
I was hoping someone would start talking about it eventually.
Yeah, because we can't just get through these topics quick enough. We need to speed things up.
We have to get through every piece of information.
Not
every piece.
Let's just get into the anus then, Ben.
Let's get right into the anus.
Let's get into the anus.
You can finally spend the night in a hotel shaped like an anus.
Okay. I'm just looking at the screen now and seeing.
At long last, we finally developed the technology and artistic daring that will realize so many of our dreams. We can now stay in a hotel room shaped like a human anus. Was that not something you ever wanted to do?
Okay, someone in the chat just said, Billy gets it. Skip. Billy gave me this fucking article. Billy's the one that gave me this fucking article. The things we were talking to up until this point were things I found, and this is something Billy gave me. So I just want to use the fucking article he gave me. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. And you know what? Also, if y'all watch the shit show, this is not shit we don't care about. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
What a twist.
Yeah, this would have been a Monty's important shit.
The very well-named Hotel Cass Anus is a hotel shaped like a human colon. Red, veiny, totally tubular. It's a fully furnished with a double bed, kitchen table, lots of windows, and of course, working plumbing. Look at the end of that anus there.
Is that an intestine? Like, is that where it goes?
The colon? I don't know, man. That's icky poo poo.
It almost looks like a sweet potato with some like.
Is that a sweet boy's potato?
Yeah.
Oh, the
luxury. Look at the inside. Look at the inside.
The standalone room was the brainchild of Dutch designer Joop van Lieshout and is located just outside Antwerp, Belgium, in the Verbeke Foundation Art Park. Cassanus features prettier surroundings than most butts probably see. I don't know. I've seen some pretty surroundings around a lot of anuses. Usually they're 5 foot three, 5 foot six, 5 foot seven women. They're pretty. They're beautiful surroundings. Sometimes they're 6 foot seven dudes, and I'm like, how'd you have such a pretty anus, man? You're huge. Cassanus features prettier surroundings than most butts probably see. Located in rolling hills with ample trees, the sparsely populated park is a great place to get away from it all. Of course, art rarely comes cheap, and staying in a model anus is going to cost you.
What?
A day in the derriere runs about
AI20,
which is about $140. That's not that bad. You know how much I paid to just have a little bit of time in someone's anus
before? I think that means 120 euros, but they...
Yeah.
That's a weird...
Yeah, $140 sliding that anus for an entire night is cheap.
Do you have to squeeze through that hole to get in? Because
no,
that
a makes
it
worse.
If you can't squeeze in and out of that hole as like an escape valve, then they're fucking up.
It has to at least be a window.
No, it should be something that's like airlocked. Like there should be a sphincter casing that you're allowed to go in and out of, like diving in and out of.
There's no toilet paper, by the way. You got to bring your own.
Okay, for the $140 price tag, it does cover breakfast and admission to the Art Parks Museum. So if you wanted to eat at that ass, breakfast is covered. Reviews for the hotel fall in the middle of the road. Elena Key gave it 3 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
Interesting experience, though the room was not very clean inside. It was a dirty anus. Maybe because it is the cast anus, all should be within the concept. The bed is crooked, wasn't comfortable for two persons, she wrote in her online review. Lisbeth de Meester was taken with the surroundings. Walking in the evening and in the morning at ease through the Verbeke Foundation and discovering everything is blissful. And the morning breakfast is at the orangery is very nice.
Orangery.
The orangery. Dude, that's
just Monty. When we do our 100th episode, we should broadcast live in that ass right there.
Okay. Yeah, we will broadcast live in that ass. We'll go in and
look. Listen. I've never done a show inside a prolapsed anus, a prolapsed rectum before. We could do it right there.
I'm calling it right here. We're going international for episode 100. International.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't a real shit show be from within inside an anus? At least start there.
Yes. That's where we start. So Hannibal called it here on DP. You heard it first. I'm making it happen. I'm going to start making plans.
I got to give credit where credit is due. 006, 006 says do anal inside an anal.
I hope you guys have other friends.
It's fucking sexual inception. I love it.
I hope you guys bring your girlfriends with you.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's not enough room for that many people in the anus. So.
Yeah. I'm not down for that. Like, no. I don't want that.
You totally skipped the very last pun, Ben.
Oh, what was it?
I don't remember now. We didn't get to the pun.
Oh shit.
We read that entire article and we missed the dead joke at the end. If anybody's watching, just go back on the stream and then send us like $100 stream lab with the pun there so it can be read.
$100 one.
Watch. You guys are gonna love this one,
Billy, and I like it. That's awesome.
You guys are gonna love this one. Four California cops arrest man for eating sandwich on train platform.
What kind of sandwich?
Oh,
a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, I have a video of it.
You're not on bar. I just explained to you that you were detained. Did I not? Bro, you are detained and you're not free to go. That's part of that. Bro, you come up here and fuck with me. You singled me out of all these people. You're eating. Bro, so what? It's against the law. So what? I tried to. It'll be done. It's fucking on bar. Let my shit go. It's a violation of California law. I have the right to detain you. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Can you please let my backpack go?
Are you going to cooperate?
Yeah,
Are you cooperating? Leave me the fuck alone.
You're going to go to jail.
I'm not going to jail for eating a fucking sandwich.
No, for resisting arrest.
I'm not resisting arrest.
You are resisting arrest.
I haven't done anything wrong.
All right.
I've done nothing wrong.
It is, he isn't supposed to be eating the sandwich.
Who the fuck cares? He's not littering?
Yeah, but this fucking cop is holding his bag for eating a sandwich. Normally, normally what happens, and look, I'm black. I've dealt with this my entire life. If I'm eating where I'm not supposed to eat, some random white dude or white woman walks up and goes, excuse me, sir, can you not eat that here?
Yeah, and that's how it should
I
be.
Might ask a question and say, why, what's up? She's like, you're not supposed to eat here. Like, okay, that's weird. And I move the fuck on. This cop is holding his fucking bag. There's a cop. A cop with a gun and tactical.
Yeah, he's like he's like transit security. They have like they have them here on the public transit. Yeah. I would say like what ended up happening was that he tried to ID him so he could write him a citation, and he wouldn't give him his ID, so a bunch of other cops came, they handcuffed him and like until they got his ID. And then they released him with a citation or whatever. Yeah.
And look, homie was dating a white woman that was all about calling the manager. That's who's filming this.
I've done nothing wrong.
Get you a camera.
That's my bag, go.
Just what?
That's my bag, go, bro. What are you, bro? What is this nigga doing, bro? That's my bag, go. Bro, bring him up here then.
Stop.
I'm not doing nothing. I'm gonna continue my sandwich, bro. I do this shit every fucking morning. Every morning, bro. Let my bag go.
Yeah, why is there a store downstairs selling food if we're not allowed to eat up here?
There's a fucking store selling food.
Okay, so the context behind that, because I've looked into this story, I read like the entire article.
All right, what'd you find?
I saw like the follow-up. The store selling food, so the store is on the other side of the gate. Like once you pay and walk through the gate, you're not supposed to have food. So like you can eat it on the other side of the gate before you go to the platform, but once you're past the part where you like get your ticket or scan your card or whatever, you're not supposed to have.
But why do we have four cops showing up for a fucking sandwich?
They're transit security. That's what they do.
Here's the thing. This is not a fucking crime. What's happening
here?
Yeah,
this is a civil citation.
Why is this happening? Why is this cop holding this man's bag? This is too far past the line. I get your rules. Follow the rules. Enforce your rules. This should not happen. This is too fucking far. And it's not the fault of the guy in the teal hat.
No.
Mm-hmm. Even though he's being way extra with it. He is being way extra. It's not his fault. This is way beyond where we should be. There should not be a cop holding a motherfucker's bag for eating. I can't. There's. Justify that. How is that okay? It's not.
There's a couple people in the chat that was like, well, you know, it's the law. You got to follow the law. And I get all that. But, like, you know, like, I like to remind people that all laws aren't just. Like, it used to be a crime for black people to read or take public transportation.
Yeah.
So, you know, not saying that we're, like, you know, not saying that this is that. I'm just saying all laws aren't just. You know what I'm saying?
How many
people? Also, you know, but to give credit where credit is due, you know, shout out to this cop for not even shooting him yet. That's awesome. Okay.
It's a Bart, dude.
Did you realize how much shit has gone down on Bart over shootings? Fruitvale Station made a whole fucking movie.
Fruitvale Station. That's what I'm saying. It's like, so look, in 2019, for this cop to be like, hey, or this security officer to be like, hey, look, you're resisting arrest. You know what I'm saying? And he's holding his bag, but he didn't even shoot the guy. All right. I'm just saying, gotta appreciate progress for what it is. All right.
I'm guessing is either he has a quota to fill or he just felt like
the quota thing is a myth.
Okay. Yeah, well, they say they're not supposed to have them, but when tax levies need to be passed to pay these people more money and their departments more money, there's quotas because mayors and other politicians want to see results before they funnel more money to these sorts of programs.
In cities where they're getting sued for police brutality, there's like a reverse quota. They don't want more, like Seattle is one of them, a Bay Area,
so
Bart
anyway,
is one of them. They have reversed the quota. They will let you get away with most shit because they don't want to be sued.
Anyway,
when they
what
fuck
I
up.
Was saying was either he had a quota. I was still in the middle of saying something before you interrupted me and said it was a myth. So
I did that. I'm sorry.
No,
that was
it wasn't
my fault.
You. It was Billy. Right. So it was, so I was going to say either that or he just felt like giving someone a hard time. But I don't think it's a myth. I don't think I know for a fact that there are quotas in some places.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I don't think that this gentleman should be calling four guys for backup over a sandwich. This guy probably should have given him his information. But even then, it's like, it's a fucking sandwich.
Look, the cops Billy, look. Yeah, and you said it right there, Billy. It's a fucking sandwich. This guy didn't have to give his information for a salad. The cop is at fault. And I call this shit like I see it. The cop's at fault. He should have let this shit go. If at any point, the minute his girlfriend started filming, he should have taken the asshole right route and been a dick about it and backed off in a dickish way. That's all he had to do. But he kept holding this fucking bag, and he should have backed off, because at the end of the day, this is over a fucking sandwich.
Hey, there's no signs here that mark that we can't eat on the platform. Where is there a sign up here that says we can't eat on the platform? Where is there a sign up here? Where is there a sign up here? Sir, excuse me. Where is the sign up here that says that we can't?
Be a human if you're this cop.
That's why, look, props, bruh, for dating Karen. Right. Karen's got your back, my nigga.
So wait, Monty.
She's got good credit.
Monty is in favor of the person of color dating the white woman. I am not surprised at all by that, Monty. that is very on brand for you, sir.
Is that Officer McClunky?
Yeah. Yes, Hannibal. In this situation right here, yes, dating Karen saved this nigga's life.
This cop needed to be like, look, dude, you can't eat that here. Go off the platform or throw it away. And then the guy would have been like, oh, are you fucking serious? And like, yeah, I am serious, man. Like, I could give you a ticket. I actually could give you a ticket.
Yeah, that's how it should have been handled. You're right.
It's very simple. But he's over here little dicking, like, right, holding the bag, right? You can't be holding the bag like that. Get the fuck off the bag.
Yeah. See, mm-hmm. And look, if Officer the Fridge walked up to me while I'm eating my sausage, egg, and cheese croissant and is like, look, man, you got to eat that over there or I can give you a ticket. And I'm like, seriously, man? And Officer the Fridge is like, yeah, man, that's what they tell me I got to do. Like, all right, I got you. It's all about the job. I'll move over.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish it over here real quick. Then I'll come back. We're cool. This dude came off as a dick. Look at the still shot we got right there. That's an asshole.
I mean, you know he's an asshole though, because he's got his hair done up all fucking proper, like he cares about you know the way he looks, but he's also a dumpy fuck. And he also is working transit as a fucking cop who's probably been a cop most of his life. You get gray hairs and start being a cop 5 years ago. This motherfucker is in transit. That's what a dumb fuck he is. He did something in his career that demoted him or did nothing in his career, and he never was promoted. That's how fucking bad this guy is as a cop. He's on the BART. He's pissy. He's just accept the fact that he sucks. And tell if he wants to dick around the guy, be like, hey, man, get the fuck out of here with this sandwich. You can't eat that here.
Yeah.
You want to throw it away? You want to throw it away?
This dude, look at him. He hasn't had his dick sucked since 2003.
That's my favorite part about this video. The guy starts saying shit like that to him. It's cracked me the fuck up.
Right. He's right. Look at him.
Cracked me the fuck up. This is Wild Bill for America's number one subscriber. That's what this is. This is Wild Bill for America's top fan, number one donator. This is Wild Bill's PT Ham. This is fucking police transit fucking pig ham. Yeah.
And Jimmy Jimsworth, it doesn't matter what the fuck happened before they started filming.
Because
I don't know what the justification is for this cop holding the bag over a sandwich. Or he would have said it in the 16 minutes that this entire video actually lasts. He never said it.
How's the video end? Like, how's it resolved? Or does it resolve?
So as he waits here holding the bag for minutes and minutes, getting berated by this guy, because the guy's like, man, you got a little dick. You ain't getting no pussy. You're doing it because you ain't getting no pussy. And then the other cops come. The next group of cops come. The new cop's like,
came up here and does the same shit everybody does every morning. Getting ready for work. Grabbed the fucking sandwich and ate it.
Not even on the fucking BART. I'm on the BART fucking platform getting ready to get on BART. He's talking about I'm eating on BART. What fucking BART do you see? I just missed two transits, yo faggot ass. Fucking fag. Ask your mama what my name is.
Look,
that's what you
look.
Can do.
I think that's a legitimate time to say your faggot ass, just to be fair. I'm Monty of Hannibal and Monty Shit Show. My opinions are mine. Don't necessarily reflect the opinions of Hannibal and Monty Shit Show.
This is the worst part. This is the worst part about this cop doing this. Is he's now on camera having to be berated by this guy and not pull his gun out and shoot him, right? He is beta. Beta is fuck yes. right now.
Yep. I've done nothing wrong.
I never even knew that was a rule to not eat on the platform.
There's nothing up here saying I can't eat. Some people are signed to say that I can't eat.
All cops
on the platform.
Bastards.
Shut up, nigga. You ain't got shit to say, nigga. You feel stupid, nigga. Show me a sign where it says I can't eat on the platform.
Stop.
Show me.
Stop.
Show me. Fucking nerds. You nerds, that's my bag go, bruh.
And I will admit. That this motherfucker should have listened to Karen a few times where she's like, stop, stop. She's like, what? I'm filming this. Stop, stop. Yeah. But, you know, a nigga's worked up.
But that makes him the fucking hero for talking shit to this cop, right? Like, this video, he's the champion. He's like the new Joker. Joker, I don't know if you guys seen Joker yet, but Joker had...
Oh, yeah.
We did a whole episode.
That wasn't just to you guys. That's the people watching as well. But there's a scene where Joker is on the rapid transit, and he has to have his Joker moment. And that involves, spoilers, but he shoots and kills a bunch of people on the train. This guy, all he had to do was call a cop a little dick motherfucker, basically. He just said, and now he's got his Joker moment. And now he's the new Joker. He's Bay Area Joker.
Bro, let my bag go. What's going on here? He came up here,
turn around.
Turn around now.
By the way, you're causing a disturbance. Why we're getting you. And then the cop, that new cop.
They give you disorderly conduct.
Then that new cop goes on to say.
Disturbing the peace.
That new cop goes on to say, oh, you fit the description of somebody we were looking for. Bold face, fucking lie. That guy got
looking for black people, right?
Exactly. That guy got ran up on for eating a sandwich, and this new pig.
You fit a description of someone we're looking for.
This new pig comes in saying, oh, yeah, you're giving all these other reasons. And this little short dick motherfucker is like, well, it really was just for a sandwich. I was kind of jealous because I didn't get my breakfast this morning.
Disturbed what? I came up here
eating
a fucking sandwich.
Shit,
Matthews. I'm gonna go with him. He's with me.
No. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this woman has had to put up with a ton of sexual harassment to keep her job.
Because I'm black, bro. I just fucking got here.
Fight me.
Probably.
Problem.
Fight me.
They're arresting him for eating a sandwich.
This is where someone on the thing is holding her back from the cops. They're arresting him for eating a sandwich. They walk him all the way out of the building and then back into a private room so they can get off camera with her and actually interrogate him without being on camera.
Of course.
Yeah. This video is bullshit. And Hannibal... This is still, check this shit out. We're going to talk about this more on the show tomorrow.
All over a sandwich.
God, stop talking.
She's telling him to stop talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what your lawyer would tell you, too.
Yeah.
If you had one.
Yeah.
Why do you need it?
But if you're about to go viral, start talking.
I identify myself to you. I've done nothing wrong.
And obviously, he did break a law that... Nobody enforces. They never enforce the food law. Motherfuckers go on there with coffee all the time. If he would have went on there and had a heroin overdose or took a shit on the tracks, they'd have just whatever.
Yeah. And Dr. Zayas said he should just shut the fuck up. And Dr. Zayas, let me put this in perspective, because I live with, as a good friend of mine, Drag, says, I live with the same skin affliction as this motherfucker. At some point, you hit a point where you're just fucking sick of it, and you snap. Have you ever seen that movie with Michael Douglas?
Falling Down.
Yeah.
Also a breakfast sandwich. Also over a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, like everybody gets that falling down moment. He's having his. He's had a fucking enough. This cop is fucking with him one too many fucking times. I'm not faulting him.
That's all you need to know, right?
I get in this situation how it's bad, but it is what it is.
No, that's wrong. I want to talk to your supervisor.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. There is a way to talk to the police where this shit doesn't happen. There is. You just say, "Oh yeah, sorry about that. I didn't know." Yeah. You want me to throw this away? Can I eat it? Like, can I just take it in one bite?
Yeah.
Can I just? You mind if I? You want to just write me a ticket then before we waste my fucking time? And I'll go.
Yeah, there
go
is.
To court?
But again, the falling down argument. Like, yeah. At some point, the nigga's gonna snap.
Yeah.
I got off fucking bar.
The cop
I got
was going to flex on him over a sandwich.
This happens more than all of you realize. This situation happens more than all of you realize. I get where he's coming from, because this shit happens to me almost daily. And look, I'm going to bring it to me. I have a way I dress in the morning. Every morning I get up and walk 5 kilometers to hatch an egg to play Pokemon Go every single morning. And I dress a certain way to not get fucked with by the cops. Every time I get fucked with by the cops, I pay attention to what they say, and I adjust that in the way I dress. This happens to me.
Yeah.
This is reality. As much as people say this isn't real, it's real. It happens.
I'd have to think it happens in Louisiana more than other places, though, right?
I don't know.
It happens a lot here, but I think it happens everywhere because we're... Yeah. Looked at as a threat, and I try my best to not be looked at as that threat, but it keeps happening. And when it happens enough, this motherfucker hit a snapping point. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's right. I'm saying it's happened too much that he got to this point. How do we prevent him from getting to this point? We got to figure that out so this doesn't happen and become something worse than this.
Yeah, like, wait, pause it real fast, Ben, because I got to say, like, so a couple, like, I want to say it was Friday night, it was like 12:30 in the morning, I ran into, like, a Walmart to get some cold medicine, and when I walked in, the line was, like, super duper long, and Monty, I've told you some of this, but I haven't told you this part of it, right?
Yeah.
But I walk into the Walmart, the line is super long, I come out the Walmart, and the battery in my car wouldn't start, right? And I couldn't jump it. I was like, oh, shit, the battery is completely dead. But I was at Walmart, so I was like, okay, I'll just go run in and buy a battery and then put it in my car. So I go to the section with all the cars, the automotive shit, and that part of the store is closed. Like, the lights are off. There's nobody there. But it's not like it's blocked off or roped, and I need a battery. So I'm looking at all the different batteries they have, and I'm on my phone trying to figure out what it is. And while I'm in there, you know, I see Walmart employees kind of walking back and forth and stuff like that. Nobody ever says anything. Nobody asks me if I need any help or anything, you know, as is the culture at Walmart. And then while I'm trying to figure out what battery I need, a cop walks over and it was like, hey, you need some help with something? And I was like, yeah, the battery in my car died and I need to replace the battery. So I'm trying to figure out which one of these is the one I need for my car. And he was like, oh, okay, it was just because, you know, it's all right, that's what it is. And then he just kind of starts to walk off. And I was like, hold on, officer. Why'd you ask me if I needed help? And he was like, oh, because, you know, this section of the store is closed. It's like, yeah, that's what I thought. You know, it's just like shit happens like that all the time. Like, I've been told I've matched the description, or that I've been resisting arrest, even though I haven't been arrested. Like, I've had all this same shit happen to me. You know, and, like, unlike this guy, whenever the cops come up on me, I'm just like, okay, I'm 6'2 and a half, 250 pounds. These motherfuckers will murder me on the spot. So I turn into 12 years a slave. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you, sir. You know what I'm saying? To make sure I can get home safe. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And this is one of those things, like, whenever I'm talking to, like, young black dudes, I always tell them, yo, be safe in these streets, all right? Because this shit is crazy out here. Like, Atlanta is not a violently dangerous town. And luckily, the Atlanta Police Department is not known for, like, its ridiculously aggressive shit. But this shit happened to me in fucking Douglasville, right? Anything could pop off out here. So I was like, you know, when the cop was like, yeah, you know, what's going on? Why are you over here? Buying a battery. I'm at Walmart buying a fucking battery. Why do I have to explain why I'm buying some shit? You didn't walk up to the bitch in the pillow section asking her why she was buying pillows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, it's one of those things that you just got to deal with.
Yeah. It's some real shit. Like,
you know, that being said, if they'd have told me, hey, man, you got that chicken sandwich, you can't have that shit, I'd be like, man, fuck this motherfucker. Fuck this pig. Fuck the police. Look, Hannibal is anti the police. But what I'd have did was threw that motherfucking sandwich away because I don't want to get shot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's true. This guy had his moment, though. He had he hit that limit. And I can't fault him for that.
Yeah.
It happened. Yeah,
like, he was definitely breaking the law, a law that doesn't matter and shouldn't have a cop holding his fucking backpack for any reason. Shouldn't have a cop calling backup. The guy's like, no, fuck you. I'm eating my sandwich. The cop should be like, come on, man. It's my job. I just got to tell you to put that shit in your pocket or something.
I was detained at the border between the United States and Canada for 3 hours coming back. Because they found, like, little microscopic pieces of weed in the carpet of the floor, the backseat of my car.
Uh-huh.
And they literally brought out all the canines. They took, like, the panels off of the insides of the doors of my car and, like, found a way to, like, pop the back seat out and everything. They took my car apart.
Mm-hmm.
All while they were doing that, they're, like, trying to shake me down to get me to admit to, like, being an international drug smuggler.
Yeah.
In the carpet. Like, what did they think? I almost laughed. There was, like, 10 of them. They took me in a small room with a desk in the middle of it. 10 of them standing on one side of the desk and me by myself on the other side. They made me empty out everything in my pockets. They were like, so how much weed you bringing across? Like, that was the first question.
They did that to me because I had a stack of rap flyers in my trunk that had Paul Wall on them. And they thought I was running drugs because I had Paul Wall flyers in my trunk.
Wow.
So, like, they were like, don't fucking... I was like, no. They're like, well, we found some shit. I'm like, what'd you find? They're like, little pieces. Little pieces on the floor of your car. I'm like, okay, well, that's all you got. And they were like, if we find anything, if we find, like, over 2 grams or something, we're taking you to jail. And it was in Detroit, too. I didn't want to go to jail in Detroit. That's scary. So I was like, that's all you're going to find. And just sat there and hoped that they wouldn't find 2 grams to pick out of the floor of my car. Who the fuck smuggles weed ground up all over the floor of their car, like half burnt? It was just from, like, people smoking joints in the back of my car and shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
man. Look, I got to tell you this fucking story one time, man. Like, I was getting off of work one day, and I got off work. I just finished work, and it was either a Lady Gaga concert or like a Bette Midler concert, something that was real popular with gay guys. I'm not sure which one it was, but
not One Direction, like, that you went to twice on accident.
Total.
The things Billy doesn't forget. That's awesome. So anyway, look, I get off work. It's like 3 in the morning, and one of the headlights in my car had just went out, right? So I'm driving down the street, and I'm at a red light, like right by the Georgia, the aquarium in Atlanta. I'm right at the red light, and there's a cop across the street. I make the turn, And then I see him turn behind me. And then as he turns behind me, another car, another cop car comes out of nowhere and then pulls in front of me. Then a third cop car pulls on the side of me. All three cars turn their lights on at the same time and they all pull me over. Now, this was like the same week that Sandra Bland was found dead in Dallas, right? So I pull my camera out. I set it on the dash. I was like, my name is Will. I love life. You know what I'm saying? They gonna, if they say I resisted arrest, know that they lying. Mama, I love you. I'm not trying to kill myself. So if they say anything, just know the motherfuckers is lying. So as the cops pull up, I have this rule, right? And I think a lot of black people do. At Monty, I think you do something similar. Get pulled over by the cops. I get my driver's license in one hand, my car insurance and registration in the other hand, and I stick both arms out the window. Because I don't want the cops at 3 a.m. saying I was reaching for anything, right?
Yep.
I stick both arms out the window, and then cop number one walks up to the window, and he says, why are your hands out the window? I said, because I don't want you saying I was reaching for anything. And then he's like, see, that's the problem with you motherfuckers. You blah, blah, isn't it? Cop number two walks up and grabs cop number one, walks away. Cop number three pulls up and says, hey, where you going this evening? I said, officer, I just got off of work. I worked a 15-hour shift at this gay-ass concert, and I'm ready to go home. And he's like, okay, cool, you under arrest. And he put handcuffs on my two extended arms out the window and drags me out my fucking car, and then he take my ass to jail. Right?
Wow.
It ended up being like I had like a ticket that didn't get resolved properly in Cobb County, Georgia, which is Cobb County's all the way on some bullshit. They ended up like impounding my car and all this shit. Everything got tossed out, but it cost me like $1,000 just to get rid of the shit between the bond, getting my car and all of that different shit.
Yep.
But the next time when I was at work, I was talking to one of my coworkers, this gay white guy used to work with Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. That guy is fucking awesome. I love Kevin. But I was talking to Kevin and we were talking about the Sandra Bland shit and crazy shit that happens to black people and stuff like that. And Kevin was like, yeah, look, like, shit like that doesn't happen. That shit's not real. That shit's not life. And then so I proceed to tell him about my experience that happened, like, less than 72 hours prior, right? And, I've known Kevin for years, so it's like he believes me, but his brain can't process the information. Then I showed him the video, and he burst into tears. Because he couldn't believe it. It was like, he literally watched this video where I got pulled over. They never told me what I did wrong. They just yanked me out of my car and took me to jail. That's real shit. That shit happens all the time. And luckily, I had a support system. I have a lawyer. I had some money. You know what I'm saying? So I was able to, you know, get myself out of that situation. That's not always the way that shit goes.
Let's talk about another story where cops got away with whatever they wanted.
This is police, not brutality. This is police sensuality. Drunk Arkansas cop who stripped naked on dance floor allowed to drive.
Oh, shit.
Little Rock police said they had no idea Sabron Hackett was a cop when they escorted the drunk naked man out the club. An Arkansas cop was so drunk that he stripped naked and began dancing in a nightclub to the delight of revelers who video recorded his antics. Conway police officer Sabron Hackett was also recorded charging one of the security guards who were trying to escort him out as Journey's Don't Stop Believing played.
This song's so good, I gotta dance around naked.
I saw Journey when I was in Vegas, and they performed this, and I kept my clothes on somehow.
You didn't even maybe a little bit want to get naked?
No, man. I didn't.
No one else got naked?
I didn't even pull my dick out of the piss hole.
I was naked.
Touched.
All right.
The security guards who were off-duty Little Rock police officers escorted him out of the club, and the Pulaski Sheriff's Office then called the Conway Police Department to come pick up their man, who was allowed to put his clothes back on. See, that motherfucker couldn't eat a sandwich on the train tracks, but they let this naked guy put his clothes back on?
And he didn't go to jail, it seems like? Or did?
Wow.
Yeah, it says he wasn't arrested.
Oh, yeah, they let him drive home. Despite police later acknowledging Hackett appeared highly intoxicated in the video, he was not arrested. Instead, he was allowed to drive his car home, which was parked near the Conway Police Department. However, he was suspended for 30 days without pay after Conway Police Chief Joy Spradlin viewed the video of the incident, which took place at Discovery Nightclub in Little Rock on October 13th. Your actions have brought discredit and embarrassment upon the Conway Police Department and could have resulted in your arrest for public intoxication.
Why didn't it?
Well, I think it was obvious. They're saying they didn't know he was a cop. That's bullshit.
Right.
It's bullshit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They let the cop go because they take care of their own. Like, they drive home, go drive home, and get the fuck out of here, you naked son of a bitch.
Yeah, don't, and I actually, there is a censored video of it that I'm,
it's
about
censored?
To play. Yeah, it's censored.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a dinky do. My guy is on a journey. Yeah, Carl Winslow is lit.
I've been that drunk where I can't find my balance.
Yeah. Shout out to the bullseye that was on the floor just now. That's awesome.
Oh, he's fucking gonna dupe the security guard? Oh my god, no! It goes on and on and on and on. Singing with strange men naked. My dude.
They end up getting him out of there. So,
whatever happened to police brutality?
Good.
And that, you know what? It all goes back to family members. Family matters.
Family members?
Matters, because
you have a flashback, Ben?
No, I was thinking about if you remember who did the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Jaleel White.
Yeah.
Urkel.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. He did it on, yeah, he did it on, like, I think two of the shows, right?
Three
of the shows? Okay.
He was Sonic on three of the cartoon series.
Yes.
Man.
Yep. Yep.
We should watch the PSA where Sonic talks about being molested.
No.
Why?
So, you had to go back there, didn't you?
We got it. It's for the kids.
Guys.
Yeah.
There it is. You guys saw it.
What?
We almost got through the whole show without talking about something like that.
It's Billy, a PSA.
Billy
to
finds
warn
a
kids.
Way to bring that up
oh,
every
yeah.
time.
Billy's evil because he wants to warn kids to protect themselves around bad people.
Look at this virtue signaling coming out of this guy.
Literally, all I did was bring up Jaleel White's best work where he made a PSA as Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm glad everyone's, yeah. Thank you.
How am I? Okay, for one,
yeah,
you guys
percent
are sick.
Of the audience are kids.
You guys
all
are
like...
sick. You guys are sick in the head that you would twist something like a public service announcement designed.
All right, anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
Let's cover the truth. You guys are part of the problem. I'm part of the solution.
Right here, you do. We got ourselves some skull shot glasses.
He hung out with Onision too much, and now he can't
Heads
stop
up,
thinking
brother.
About
it's
it.
Gonna be
you
good.
Can't stop thinking about it. I brought up one public service announcement, and you're over here sensualizing
I was talking about something totally different that had nothing to do with that.
You talked about Sonic.
Into the dream house.
I talked about the best piece of Sonic media
your
ever created.
Tasty smell and meat.
This is King Cobra's
what
got
the
a friend.
Fuck? What?
King Cobra's got a friend.
Not today, Satan.
You got a friend
this gets
in
the
me.
King Cobra seal of approval. That's tasty.
You got a friend in
but I guess King Cobra is he kind of feels off about. You know what? Oh, you know what? I'm going to save this for later. I don't think we're in the right mood for this now.
Oh?
Yeah.
King Cobra and his friend?
Yeah, I don't know. And also, we should probably read the Streamlabs.
We should watch Sonic talking about kids playing in dryers, too.
I'm not going to play
that's not as popular as the clip I brought
anyway,
up.
Anyway, read the Streamlabs,
I'm not going to be a victim of your follies just because I adhere to popular culture, okay? Everybody knows what I was talking about. The fact that you would make it a
Come
deviant
on,
situation.
Seriously.
Nope, not seriously. I'm tired of being the butt of your jokes just because you have a serious problem with PSAs.
Billy's calling you out today, Ben. What's
he's actually
do about
not.
That?
I'm
Chris Xavier said, Billy, you're absolutely right about opinions in 2019. Don Cherry is a Canadian legend that just got fired for having an opinion. Fucking ridiculous. I know I am right. I'm right. Thank you, Chris Xavier, for paying good money to let us know that. Adelphia S. says there's not a Delphia the Hedgehog. They just show actual hedgehogs. Delphia is the one viewer that couldn't find their name. I'm sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And what's up, Delphia?
Yeah, thank you, Delphia.
Yeah, I'll eat oatmeal. I just don't have the oatmeal right now. I haven't gotten it yet.
Ollie, thank you again for the big dono. I hope you're still watching. Cheers back to Poland. Hypothesis is Hannibal and Monty should search their names with the echidna after them since they're black. Not cool, Hypothesis. Not cool. Alan Reyes says, wet cum. Fill all of our holes says all cops are bastards.
Always starting shit.
Fill all of our holes says all cops are bastards. And K-Town Boy says, I'm from Kennesaw, and he 100% right. Cobb cops are some corrupt power tripping bullshit. I'm sorry that happened to you, man. Like, if you look at the big boss man from WWE, he was from Cobb County, Georgia.
Yeah.
That's how bad Cobb County is. That even WWE knew about that and made their heel fucking officer from Cobb County.
Well, he was a prison guard,
Just for context, everybody, like, Cobb County, Georgia is like, they just fuck with everybody. They don't care about your race. Or, if you know, they don't care about your gender, you know, your sexual preference, your religion. They're fucking with everybody in Cobb County. Like, they, whatever their quota is, that motherfucker is
hide your kids, right? Hide your wives, hide your dogs, hide your cats.
Look, the quota in Cobb County, Georgia is as high as Ben Pye is every time we're on the show. Yeah. It is fucking high as ball.
And I'm not sure if we read this Streamlab yet or not. Please. It's from PT Ham. And it's maybe we can find a way. Thank you, PT Ham.
It's awesome.
Stand
PTM.
Up.
Awesome.
Stand yes. up.
Stand up.
Yes.
Right, what do we got next?
Oh, I see Teddy Rubskin down there. What's up, Teddy Rubskin?
Better not read Teddy Rubskin's message. Better not read that.
He says, play the Sonic video. I want to see it.
Better not read that.
We already played Sonic stuff. You're too late.
I love how this intro evolves every time. Like, props to y'all here on DP. This intro is different every time I see it.
It's totally same thing. You're seeing more every time because of the depth of how stupid it is. It hasn't changed for 7 years. It's been the same exact intro.
We haven't even been doing this show for 7 years.
Yeah, some say that crazy people existed before the show did.
This is not what I saw before. This is a different intro with a lot of the same elements. There are a few parts that are different.
People often ask what came first, drunken peasants or crazy people?
Crazy people. I like this Sonic design the best.
Fucking Tails. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That's the definition of coyote ugly. Why does it look like it was designed by the same people?
That looks like when your friend's divorced mom gets into taxidermy. That's what it looks like. He's like, oh, you want to see my art? It's like,
nope.
No, I'm good.
Nope.
Oh, you're going to show me anyway. Oh,
I prefer to have zero nightmares. I want zero-sum nightmares, please. I want 100% good dreams. Don't show me this. I don't want your taxidermy.
You know what's one of the really sad things about all this?
What is it?
It's the YouTube comments that we read, where it seems like people just don't care what's true or what's real.
Yeah,
people don't care what's true.
I told her nothing matters if it's true or real in 2019. True. So live your truth. Live your narrative. If you want to be a tree talking, spirit walking bullshit artist with drinking out of a damn Yeti cooler with your mama and wearing a tight button blouse that might pop open if you do some jumping jacks, then do what you do. It's 2019. Don't care about the comments.
They don't care.
What's actually going on?
They don't care at all.
The big guys upstairs could tell them exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And tell it to them. Are we the big guys upstairs?
No, I think she's talking about whatever, like, celestial beings.
Oh. I thought maybe we were the big guys upstairs because the comments are always below us.
She's talking about us, Billy and Ben. She's talking about us.
You guys are the big guys?
Yeah, they worship the shit show.
So you're the trees they talk to?
Yeah, we're the trees. Like, we broadcast. Like, I don't know if y'all know this. but we broadcast through trees in the forest. Like, our numbers are ridiculous. The tree numbers are insane.
Tree numbers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of our best fans are trees.
Yes. Yeah, the shitheads in the trees are the best.
My best friends are trees, too.
I had like one leafy friend that was as close to trees as I ever got.
Yeah,
I never hung out with any ants.
Tune into the tree net. You'll find us. You'll see we're top of the food chain in the tree net.
Yeah, man.
Isn't a tree net just a canopy?
I mean, let's not get into details, Billy.
Are they gonna touch me, DP?
Who's it?
Are they gonna touch me?
Oh yeah, that was Ghazi.
Ollie.
Did we play that
for them? Ollie asking.
Did we play that for them? The Ghazi and Jesse Lee Peterson thing?
I don't know, but we should probably have a high Billy of just high Billy. Are they gonna touch me?
Did you guys see that when Ghazi Kozo was like on Jesse Lee Peterson's
show? Might
have
been the first time we played it, wasn't it?
I don't know if I saw that. Like, was that an amazing? I can't remember.
No.
I don't think we did that.
He's like,
amazing.
He's like a. He's like a gay black supremacist.
All right. No, we didn't do that
and,
one.
And he went on Jesse Lee Peterson's show.
You know what? We should have that added into the intro the next time. Is it Mitch who does the intro?
Huh?
Who did?
What into the... Yeah, it is
We should have him say, are they going to touch me, DP? Have that added somewhere in the intro. That's worthy. That's worthy.
There you go.
Are they going to touch me, DP? That's worthy of next time we get
Let me pull
reiteration.
It up, because it is pretty great. I'm usually not a big fan of Ghazi. But this is actually pretty funny.
Maybe you can find a way.
Hold on, I'm getting
to stand up. Stand up.
Yeah, when I first heard that, I was like, man, this is magic.
I'm sending that shit to you, Hannibal.
Did Hannibal just find a way to stand up?
He might have. Is he?
Sounds like he's blowing his nose.
Oh.
Yep. Blowing my nose. Hannibal's fucked up.
All right. He's coming back.
All right. Here
back.
We go.
There we go.
So imagine Chris
Tucker. I
didn't
want to blow my nose on camera.
Imagine Chris Tucker in The Fifth Element. That's what Ghazi is like.
Okay.
I feel
black
like you're y'all showed us.
Here with Jesse. Say black power.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys saw this, right?
You did see this?
No, I've never seen this. I've never seen this video. I just realized, like, right before you hit play, I know that you played as Ghazi.
Yes, you guys. I'm just here with this sellout-ass nigga, so I'm just going to talk to him real quick. Make sure to view his page. Be right back. All right. Black Power, hey, Gigi.
He said, I'm sitting here with this sellout-ass nigga. Did you hear that?
Yes.
I'm very calm.
No, you're not.
I'm very calm. I think you're not calm because I talked about your son not wanting anything to do with you.
You're acting like a little female.
I'm acting like somebody that if I had a child, they'd want my last name, unlike your child that doesn't want your last name. How does that feel? Is that why you attack African and colonized people? Is it because your mother and father didn't want anything to do with you and they left you with your mother in Alabama, a lynching state, while she went to Chicago and started another family? And didn't want nothing to do with you until she found out she can get a welfare check on your ass. And that's what brought you back to Chicago.
Y'all is kicking me out now.
Damn.
It's over. Peace out. So you can talk shit about black people, black men, black women, black trans people, and black queer people. But when it's time for me to say the things about you, the truth about you, let's talk about money laundering. Let's talk about you want to talk about people using financial aid. But
his organization is a church, so he does get like tax exemption and stuff.
Grants, use people's grants. Don't touch me.
Shit,
I'm right here. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. DP, are they gonna touch me? DP,
they are.
Yeah, they are gonna touch you.
Are they gonna touch me? DP,
they are.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let you hold the mic.
Pause it for a second. Why this nigga shot y'all out in the middle of his arrest? What happened? What am I missing?
I don't know.
You know what? I've seen this dude, and I don't always agree with him, but I'm like, props, bruh. Props on going in on Jesse Peterson.
Yeah, it gets better. Have you ever argued with a gay dude before, Monty? That shit hard as fuck. Like, these men look... Okay.
That's true.
You are so mad because your son does not want anything to do with you, unlike me.
The only way to win an argument with a gay dude is during the makeup sex.
I want to believe that Ghazi and JL...
let me just say, wait, hold on. Bill Fridge, that could have went a lot of different ways just now. And I like that it was just it, you still took it somewhere that I was not prepared for. You know what? I give credit where credit is due. It's not easy to surprise Hannibal to beat Hannibal. She did that. All right. All right, go ahead. Dr. Zayas, I agree. He took it, guys. He got a big W on this one.
We've come up with this theory that Ghazi and JLP's son are hooking up because he's like, he doesn't want anything to do with you, unlike me.
You are mad at me because your son wants nothing to do with you. You want to shit on African and colonized black people every day on this show that is paid for by grant money.
Thank you.
That is paid for by grant money, taxpayer dollars. But you want to say that African and colonized people are the moochers. Your entire studio is paid by tax dollars and grants. Can we talk about why your black ass can't sell a book?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That,
His greatest selling book is number 247,000 on Amazon. Bitch, you can't sell a book, girl. Why can't you push the book? Push the book.
Damn.
Push the book. Tell him to push his book. Tell him to push his book. Tell him to push his book. Anyways, let me get my notes. That's how you do it. That's how you have a meeting with a sellout ass, coon ass nigga. Thank you for my coffee. Thank you for my ticket. Thank you for that check. Fuck your studio. That is.
Yeah, I guess he paid for him to go out there and everything.
Yeah.
Paid
on
by grant money.
This day only.
Okay. Taxpayer money. Hero. It's not paid for by YouTube because you don't make enough money for YouTube. And then tell your son who changed his last name because he wanted nothing to do with your dirty ass that I said hello. And tell your two parents they didn't want shit. Your father don't even want you. Your son don't want you. Everything from you and to you don't want you, bitch. And I don't want you. Black power, everybody. Thank you for everything. And check that melanin.
So
maybe that's the cheat code. Maybe we didn't realize that what we need is just some sassy gay dudes, you know, a fucking sassy savage like Ghazi to just
yeah,
go
but
in.
Oh,
the worst thing is with Ghazi,
none of that ever aired,
yeah,
except on
not
his
yet,
channel
anyway.
I doubt it will if they didn't film that much of the episode.
Yeah, Jesse Lee Peterson channel isn't gonna show any of that,
yeah.
Well, they took a loss on that one then. If they actually paid for him to come out there and put him up in a hotel and everything.
Yeah, but how much do you think they paid for that? Like, if you had to
ballpark. I mean, they flew him in. I think he's from Florida, so they flew him from Florida to L.A., put him up in a hotel in L.A. You know, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
Plus the appearance to actually be on the show.
Yeah.
What do you think they came out of, like, 2,500?
Yeah, I don't know.
3,000?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm figuring Jesse Lee Peterson makes considerably more than that per episode. That's not a huge loss. You know, you just take that one and keep it moving.
Yeah, yeah. And you got Jesse to stand up and go, get him out of here.
Hey, get him out of here.
Come on. Yeah, it's like, come on, Snowflake. Don't be a snowflake, bro. Come on.
Yeah, see, that's...
How you going to talk about the snowflakes next week?
That's
when
why
being
it's hard
one.
To really talk to Jesse if you go really hard on him. He'll just, like, get fed up. And
well, not just him getting fed up. Like, the audience doesn't want to see you try and go on Jesse's level because nobody watches Jesse and they're like, oh, man, he is a great mind of our time. You watch him because he's going to say some shit that you're going to be like, oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
And if you can just contribute to that moment,
I'm gonna say this.
You're going to make good
TV.
I'm
going to say this now because we're... hours into this stream, when I'm on here, I'm gonna be the opposite of Jesse Lee Peterson. Instead of things being amazing to me, they're gonna be incredible. I'm gonna be super chill, super calm, and I'm just gonna listen and counter.
I thought the opposite incredible. Of Jordan of Jesse incredible. Lee Peterson is Jordan B. Peterson.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe I'll change my name and my whole persona. I might put on a different suit. I might not be Monty when I come on this show.
Jordan
so
Peterson's
I'll let you know
way
what name
more
I come
articulate,
up with.
You know,
not me. I'm trying to get all my mad out of my system right now. So,
I'm gonna be cool and chill. I'm gonna be chill as fuck.
Yeah,
right. I'm just trying.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see. Also, I see 700 people watching and only 192 likes.
Yes.
How about we make that like ratio match that watch ratio?
Ladies and gentlemen, the amount of likes you can give us right now is exponential, but the amount of likes that you will give us is just one. That's all we ask. Give us one.
Yeah.
Like.
See? Just one tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like touch that like button. Make it scream your name.
Yeah. Monty and I talked to the like button, and the like button told us that she consents to you touching it tonight.
Yeah, you know, there are way more people watching now than there were earlier when we announced Jesse Lee Peterson, so I guess we can just...
Yeah, everybody watching right now, next Wednesday, not tomorrow, but the Wednesday afterwards at 2 p.m., we're going to have a very special early edition of Drunken Peasants featuring our buddies here live, The Shit Show, and Jesse Lee Peterson. It's gonna be
boo, Jesse Lee Peterson. Boo.
We're gonna talk about such topics as masculinity, racism, and other current events.
Yes. Yes.
I just want him. Good time. I want to prove to Jesse that I'm not beta. Yeah. You know that's impossible, right? I'm gonna be.
And I'm gonna have my chroma key shit worked out by that time. It's gonna be smooth as fuck. Sorry, I keep playing with it while I'm on this stream, but we're gonna look good.
So we're telling you guys for over a week.
You know what? I have some ideas how to, you know what? Like, so before that show, the four of us need to have a dialogue. You just for like,
I'm going to add you to the group chat, Hannibal.
10 or 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
This is all I'm saying. You know, if you work at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time next Wednesday, you might want to call in sick. You might want to hit your boss up and get that time off. We're giving you a week to prepare for this. Because you're going to want to be there at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a very amazing episode.
And Hannibal the Beat Animal, that's me, the guy with the mask, black dude, receding hairline. I am going to remake the old Jesse Lee Peterson TV show theme. Brand new, and I'm gonna get a vocalist to come in and sing that shit. I'm gonna make that shit fucking glorious. That shit is gonna be awesome. So just
gonna be amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
Can I just shout out?
It's gonna be incredible. See, you just already just fucking up your own shit.
Can I shout out really quick how all of us decided to dress as like the Out of Suit Red Ranger today?
Can we also just remark at the fact that Monty's background is Monty?
Yeah, when Monty went off camera for a second, I thought his camera just zoomed into his face. I was like, what the fuck, dude? But then I realized you were off camera.
Yeah, Monty.
He was also becoming transparent.
Background
sometimes.
Is Monty. He's so vain that even his background is a testament to him.
Why aren't we all acknowledging the fact that we came...
So that your background will be you when your green screen gets to you in a couple days that I shipped out.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the shitheads that supported us and got us that.
We all came dressed in red today, guys. What is that? Are we in a gang now?
I had a Seahawks hoodie on before, but I had this on under.
Are we in a gang?
Oh, shit. I stopped watching the game. Who won the 49ers Seahawks game?
Seahawks won.
Who won?
Seahawks.
Really? In overtime. Very interesting. Did they go to overtime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I have a question since y'all are in Seattle. Do y'all have Pendleton whiskey out in Seattle?
Yeah, it's around.
Because that is my shit. So,
you like that Pendleton?
Yeah, I love some Pendleton. I just had some friends from Portland come out and brought me some Pendleton. So I've been enjoying my Pendleton. Just curious. Sidebar.
Yeah, I just want you to know, Monty, you just ruined the flow of the show just now.
Oh,
you
I did.
Good,
totally.
You had a good rhythm going.
I destroyed it.
You fucked it up.
I broke it. I broke it.
There you go.
My birthday's coming up. Forgive me.
It's I like that. It's got nothing to do with nothing. He's just like,
everything to do with everything. I got to ramp up to it.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
I like it.
I'm in the ramp up to my birthday, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My fault. I take all responsibility. Ben Hannibal made me do it.
This is a bitch.
I take all responsibility.
Also, Pimp Monk is in the chat. What's up, Pimp? I see you down there.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Elliot Van Wise says scotch is greater than whiskey. I don't know. That sounds like blasphemy. You know,
I'll be translating.
Jack versus Doers.
No, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. We can work with that. And what's up, Pimp? You're my hero, too.
Everything Ben says in Pimp Monk's voice.
You don't mean that. You just said it because he said it to you.
To English.
Oh, okay.
Anytime you say something in Pimp Monk's voice, I'll translate it to English for the fans that don't speak Pimp Monk.
All right, oh, shit. Get my camera. Okay.
I'm about to watch me some
Hold on.
I'm about to watch me some wrestling.
I'm about to watch me some wrestling.
No. It'd be wrestling if you say it.
I'm about to watch me some wrestling.
Yeah. I can't think of a lot of
I literally was just saying exactly what you said without having my voice. that was the joke. Was that?
I'm sorry, I was in the middle of doing something else.
Yeah. So. No, it's fine.
I'm trying to get these images emailed to myself.
No, I just thought it'd be funny that the only thing people don't understand is that Pimp Monk talks like a fucking Muppet, a trash Muppet. No Oscar.
He's a trash Muppet.
He's a trash Muppet.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, I saw those pictures he was passing around of my Photoshop face on Chris Chan's body.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
Now you want to show up in here like we're all cool, Pimp Monk? You're a trash Muppet. Not Oscar the Grouch, you actual trash Muppet.
Yeah, you know what?
Jesus.
We watched, on the Altered Perspective, we watched a Chris Chan video, and he kept saying that it looked like you. You want me to bring him on so you can confront him about
it? You
want to
bring him on? You want to put up the picture of someone photoshopped of me as Chris Chan?
Yeah, but I can only do one thing at a time.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And he just he moseys on in like everything's okay. Like we're just best of friends. You know what you did to me, Pimp Monk? You know what
this is about to be Pimp versus Billy? I want to see this. I want to be here when it happens. I'm cool with both of y'all. All right. I can be the mediator.
You know what you did to me.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone photoshopped your face onto Chris Chan. And
that's what I'm saying.
It did kind of look, it did kind of fit.
No, it didn't.
What do you mean?
It didn't fit at all. It was looked like.
Put it up, Ben.
It looked like some sort of nightmare that wouldn't exist in reality ever. It was like some Dickensian sci-fi, or Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, Luna said Billy's prettier than Pimp. I see that, Luna.
I think Luna's saying Billy's prettier than Chris Chan, but I'll take either.
I'm stirring the pot, Billy.
I don't want to stir the pot. I want you guys to see exactly how shitty this stew was that Pimp Monk made. I don't need to stir that motherfucker. He put the ingredients in. He started this. He burnt that motherfucker himself. I am not a Chris Chan lookalike.
Where the fuck is it?
Now I need to see the image. So
I'm trying
I can
to remember where it is.
Pimp said Billy the Chan. Damn.
Pimp Monk, I added Pimp Monk to the call so he can hop in whenever he wants. I need this I need that image though. Can someone link it maybe in the live chat or something? I don't know.
Let me try and get in the live chat.
Yeah, I want to see this image. I'd link it, but I don't know where it is. So
maybe Pimp says he can't join us.
People are saying gallery.
I also linked it in live chat so that
you did?
I just look, put it in there. Pimp. It's uploading. Yeah, it should be in there now.
Yeah. Oh, but that's not the full picture.
I don't know. That's the only one I saw.
Pimp, send us a picture. You're part of it. If you
that's
can't join,
one
you
I
can
saw.
Send it.
Maybe we can find a way to stand up.
Pimp said all he can't right, join us is, because he's in the middle of an orgy right now.
I don't look like Chris.
Enjoy that orgy, Pimp.
Even
why
doing
you
the eyebrow thing that you always do.
That is my face.
Oh,
they photoshopped my face onto it. That's not Chris Chan.
Wow.
That's my face. The eyebrow is my eyebrow.
Wow.
That's not their face. This was a botched Photoshop job.
if that's botched,
it's not botched.
If that's botched, I need
that's my face.
This is Billy Chandler coming to you live from BuddyCon.
No. Okay, you could put my face on anybody that's not traditionally pretty, and they're going to look traditionally pretty. That's what happens. This isn't lipstick on a pig. This is God on a human being's face. This is like looking into the well of knowledge and it reflecting back upon you.
People are saying it's more like perfection.
I would say putting my face on anything makes it more perfect. But that's not fair for you to call me Christian.
Billy, calm down. It's like the great modern poet Kendrick Lamar said, this what God feel like.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Do you see what Mickey Richards said?
What Mickey said?
I could have sworn Chris Chan was more attractive than this.
Nope. Mickey Richards is an alcoholic liar.
So he's saying this isn't an improvement. This made it worse.
Yeah, no. That's what Mickey Richards... Because Mickey Richards is consistently wrong.
He does drink like 30-year-old beers.
Yeah.
And he's a hoarder.
Yeah.
I saw his... He posted a picture of his car, and it's just, like, full of stuff. So he identifies with Chris Chan, I think.
For real. You're just simping on your brethren over here. Get off my porch. This is my house.
I don't know, though. I think I might agree with him, really, though.
Of course you would. You have a tism for flags, and you see a flag in the background. Ben loves this because of the flag in the background.
I love flags.
Ben, which country is that?
That is the, I don't know, actually.
You're barking up the wrong cunt tree. I'm Bill Fridge, not Chris Chan. That's what country is.
Oh, Billy with the bars. You're barking up the wrong cunt tree. Boom. I saw that. I saw that bar. Mm-hmm. Hannibal missed it. I saw that bar.
No, I caught it. No, there's somebody in the chat named Dragon Man Firebane, and I just needed to acknowledge that his name is fantastic.
All right.
Sounds like a scaly to me.
That's why missed the bar. Yeah, look, Billy, you might need me to make your beats. Don't talk to Hannibal. I caught that bar immediately.
Damn.
Oh, dude.
Yo, safe, please. Let's go find the skater of Hannibal.
Have you found the MAGA challenge stuff yet? I'm the only critic. Okay, next episode, we got to mind the MAGA challenge.
Okay. Yeah, and send us content. If you see any content that you want on the show, you should really send it our way. Drunken Peasants Inbox is a good way. Or if you join our Discord, there's a content section. I check those two the most. And Billy's been sending in content too, so he's had input. So we all have the input now.
There might be an entire episode of just MAGA challenges out there. Okay. It's so bad.
I'm not even sure what that is.
Okay, so basically people who support MAGA have been making raps to support MAGA. And they're the type of people that...
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Oh, I've seen it. Yeah,
I've been refraining from watching them, but I've seen thumbnails of them, and I know that they're going to make my asshole explode.
I wanted to play this. This isn't rap, but I wanted to play some of King Cobra's rock music really quick.
Hell yeah.
Here we go. Let's do this.
Before this plays, who do you think has a better song, him or Brett Keane?
Brett Keane.
Him. I think King Cole.
No. Have you heard Father?
No.
Okay. No. Well, I'm going to play Brett Keane after this.
Okay.
So, already, I mean, he can play guitar chords. He's playing guitar chords, but it's not really on time. Like, the drums don't really fit. You can tell it's like a drum machine.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, shit.
It's so bad.
Is this Guns N' Roses?
Come on, Kinkover, you're making me look bad.
Dude, last night Jared was trying to play like Red Hot along with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but he just wasn't doing it right at all. And his bass was out of tune. And he's like trying to tune it. Like,
oh my God.
It was just horrible. He's trash. King Cobra is better at music than Jared, which is funny because Jared has all these instruments behind him in all of his videos. They live in our hearts.
This is better than Spooky Max.
Yes, yes, it's better than Spooky Max, too. Overcoming. All right, it's bad. It's really, really, really bad,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, this is terrible.
It is better than Spooky Max. I could play you some Spooky Max for you. That would probably blow your mind.
Don't.
I do want to hear this Brett Keane shit, but I...
All right. All right, I'm going to play it. It's actually... Dude, this is actually a good song, and Marshall Manson did a cover of it, and it was real... Like, he made it way better. But it's still the original song that Brett Keane made all those years ago.
Okay.
Tell the Lord that you believe in his word and stand on the victory that he has
this
already provided for you.
This is atheist Brett
Keane.
Glory
be to God, because it doesn't have to be a part of you. And you know what? That goes for anybody else in here. That if you're afflicted with, or addicted with anything right now in your body, be it compulsive, obsessive disorder, or depression, or schizophrenia, or anything else that I see that is clearly the work of the devil. They are clearly the work of Satan, and you don't need to resist it anymore. Stand on the authority that Jesus Christ has given you and say, Lord, I believe.
What kind of father sits and watches his children get molested, sodomized, and raped? What kind of father allows his children to starve to death?
That's better.
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
What kind of father would judge you and condemn you?
Yeah, yeah. There's a part later where he's like, yeah, yeah. I like how Brett like has his face in the background. It's better than what you'd think Brett could do. You have to admit that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's an actual song.
It's way better. It's way better. Like, so maybe, you know, sidebar, Hannibal, Marvin Mantitties might have to be a, you know, somewhat decent musician.
I was about to ask you to quantify somewhat decent, but I just, that's fine. I'm with it. I'm like, the man of the Marvin Mantitty, I got you. No problem.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all saw, the episode that was supposed to be our Brett Keane episode, we didn't talk about Brett Keane. We talked about our character, Marvin, or the manatee Marvin Mantitties.
Yeah.
So it was,
which is not based on Brett Keane at all. It's a totally original creation of Hannibal and Monty shit.
Yeah, there's a character, Ben, that you might like. He was Jerry Pie.
Right. I forgot we don't even
created Peanuts. You might like that character, Ben.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He has nothing to do with you. There's no relation. You should check it out.
I thought Marvin Mantitties was a play on Marshall Manson. I was like, are you guys going bars after Marshall Manson? Are you going
We don't know Marshall Manson, but Marvin Mantitties.
Have you heard his cover of this song?
No, I haven't. I actually like Marshall Manson. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, we have to play that just for a second so you can hear the
similarity.
Yeah,
and I like Ben, but, you know, Jerry Pie has nothing to do with Ben. He's a totally different character.
Jerry
He's not
Pie.
The same guy.
Yeah. Okay. This is the Marshall Manson version. Hold on. I'm going to get it past. Right.
All right.
It's still very similar to the original version.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's cleaned up and sounds better.
What kind of father sits and watches children get molested, sodomized, and raped? What kind of father would allow his children to starve to death? What kind of father lets his children freeze to death?
There's like a part where he's like, mother's on crack. And then ironically enough, he says, men beating women. I mean, Just saying.
Yeah. No, I'm liking this. Yeah. No. I'm going to check out both. Hannibal, opinions, thoughts?
I don't like all that echo on his voice. I feel like that's unnecessary. But I mean, no, but it's better. It's better. I'm being a musician right now.
Yeah. No, that's, be honest.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to play a true artistic visionary, one of Billy's favorites.
Uh-oh.
Street bullies, you heard me? Every city's got one. Don't be trying to bully a nigga like me.
Oh, damn.
I'm gonna get at your bitch ass straight like that.
This one was recommended by Spec, by the way.
Of course, because yes. Spec's a weird fucking person.
Oh,
yes.
What?
Yes.
Spec's a weird fucking person whose life is so miserable, they only feel good about themselves when other people are cringing and hating their fucking life. Yo, that's the only time I've ever seen Spec happy is when other people are on
that. You know how it is, don't fuck with me. Trying to fuck around with me, you be dead sea. I don't give a fuck, yo, like Nipsey. That was a real motherfucking LG. Real rapper, gun clapper, motherfucker. Don't you know what? React, yup. If you react, you know I kinda...
He's doing this in an RV, man. He lives in an RV park.
Yeah.
I come back, that's, fuck that, you know,
he's probably a meth addict.
I beat all of that. Trying to bully
method
me.
Actor?
Yeah, a meth addict.
A method actor? or a meth addict.
Sorry. That'd be funny if this was just all an act. Like, he actually lived in a mansion and this RV was just parked on his estate.
Yeah, that would be funny. Yeah. But it's obviously just that he lives in his mom's house.
Wait, hold on. Is this Yoda? Is this little guy right here Yoda? Because I know this is Luke right here, but is this Yoda? It has to be Yoda.
Oh, so it wasn't enough that I had to suffer. It wasn't enough that I had to suffer. You had to make Egghead suffer, too. Of course. Spec minds other people's suffering.
Is it Yoda?
It's not Yoda. Spec minds other people's suffering to quench his insufferable disease, their insufferable diseased existence. Motherfucker.
Hold on.
Motherfucker.
And this dude also brought Nipsey Hussle into this. Like, stop. Why? Why'd you do that? But...
Motherfucker. Good night, assholes. Egghead waited all night for that. Poor Egghead.
What? Why are you leaving, Egghead? That
Don't
was
fuck
funny.
Yourself, Spec. You told me there was going to be a great video of me tonight.
You know how we always joke around about the Harlem Globetrotters banging Egghead's wife? We always joke around about that. And
wait, what?
Yeah. We always joke around about that. the one day I was at a Seahawks game and I ran into one of the Harlem Globetrotters there. I took a picture of him, sent it to Egghead.
Yeah, if only one of the Harlem Globetrotters had ran into Egg Tits.
The guy's name was Zeus. His name was Zeus.
Ah, Zeus.
Yeah.
You don't want to cross paths with the Zeus.
Yeah. His name was Zeus. He was like 6'9", and he could probably do. He could spin things on his finger like a Harlem Globetrotter.
Yep. What? He's got finger skills at Egghead.
Yeah, he's got finger skills that can't be stopped.
Egghead stayed up late so Spec could make him watch that.
That's actually a line from one of Billy's songs, too. His favorite one.
When I think of your daughter, I shower in cold water. Spin around my finger like a Harlem Globetrotter.
Yep.
Oh, bother. I'm like poo with a honeypot. Do her where she poo, then I end with a money shot. Funny thought. She gonna spin like a pinwheel. Rolling with McFondle, you know it's a big deal.
This is like
get
the
real.
Unplugged version.
Nah, baby, get the dumpster. After party, baby, get the plunger. After party starts, the McGee's dumpster.
There you go. Bars. Bars. Bars.
That was great.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
The Audible. Bars. I should put out Audible version of all my lyrics, no music, and just reading them.
Do it like, yeah, like spoken word an poetry.
Audiobook, yeah, and just put it up on like audible.com and sell as an audiobook and make like $1,000 more because people will go listen to just the lyrics. And I'll break
you
down.
You should do that.
I'll break down
do you
every
see
lyric.
What Egghead's saying?
Why don't you go fuck yourself with a spike dildo, Speck? You got that? You son of a bitch.
Wow. You know what?
I missed my father's birthday party to be here because you told me there was a special video for me to watch tonight.
I would pay money to see like a boxing match between Speck and Egghead. That would be beautiful.
God. Yeah.
Fuck I'd a be boxing down for match. That. A straight up decathlon. We'll get them to go head to head.
Decathlon?
A decathlon. Yeah, we'll get them to go head to head in 10 different trials of combat.
Yes. But you said a decathlon.
A decathlon, yeah. Head to head, decathlon. Trials of combat. We're doing it.
What kind of combat are we talking, Billy?
Well, the last one will be the fight, right? Before that, they'll do like a, I don't know.
Is there like an eating contest?
Yeah, an eating contest. There'll be some trivia. They'll have to identify like 5 different flags.
They each have to do 3 lines of blow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like this game. Let's do it.
The decathlon.
Don't think any less of us, Egghead. I still like you.
Well, you know what, Egghead? I'm on your side here.
Yeah, I want you to show... I want Speck to get their just desserts, Egghead. I'm on your side, too.
Yeah.
I've got
like
your back,
you, Speck,
Egghead.
Because who else is going to keep track of the know what I'm saying?
Egghead, will you do me a favor and cut a wrestling-style promo on Speck?
Do it, Egghead.
Do you have a green screen? Because back in the late 80s and early 90s when I first started watching wrestling, the wrestlers would stand in front of a big green screen with like their logo on it while they deliver their promo like in front of a camera. Warrior used to do that shit all the time.
Yep. And look, Egghead, Speck, if you send me you on a green screen, I will Photoshop you in a WWE back, or I'll Photoshop you on a WWF background. How
Damn.
About that?
Egghead can't cut a sandwich. A promo isn't happening.
Wow.
That's rough.
Wow, Egghead, you can't cut a sandwich? Is that true?
Egg tits cuts the crust off for me.
Damn. Egghead, don't take that shit. I got your back, homie. Hannibal's staying quiet. He's trying to figure out what side he's on.
No. I'm engaging the chat right now. I'm having an in-depth discussion with Bird Flu C. William about Method Man and Red Man right now. But I'm listening.
What's that one?
But I'm listening to him.
La 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 la.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey Weezy.
Rodney King.
Why are there emo kids?
What is it?
Is this Onision?
Why is he standing like that? Wait, stop. Right there. What the? Oh, fuck these poses. Holy shit. Why are they doing any of this? Every point you pause, I've been like, no, not there, but
this,
wait. This is, no, not there, but wait.
Is this Onision and Repsion hanging out in a video together?
What the fuck
is that?
Is
what
this is?
This is not what that is.
It looks like it.
Okay, boomers.
It looks like it.
Okay, boomers.
Yes. Are they hanging out?
Yes,
I know they're both from
G.
around here. Did they go to high? Dude, it's all kayfabe.
Yes.
They've
Why
been
is there
planning
a
this forever.
Jump right. Skeptical Jesus. You're right.
Find a way.
Dude.
IDK. Hey, Weezy.
No.
Keep it fresh.
I disagree.
Oh, wait, together, pause. Okay? Pause. Oh, shit. It went away. Fuck. What? Back up. Like a second.
Back up.
Yeah. Yeah, you
right
know
there.
What I'm
Yeah.
Why? Why is this? Why does this exist?
That's Liddy.
Why? Like, why is the DJ dude touching the laptop on top of the dude's penis?
Because this is why. Because the dude was like, hey, do you want to play Minecraft on my dick? And the guy's like, fuck yeah, I want to play Minecraft on your dick. So now they're over there building dick towers on an actual dick.
So just, I just want you to know, you ruined whatever my idea of Minecraft is. So
yeah.
Just whatever I thought it was, now I think it's what you just said, and I don't like it.
I went to the Minecraft Museum this weekend.
Why does the Minecraft Museum exist? Also, just unrelated, there is a trap music museum here in Atlanta. And motherfuckers love that shit. It's crazy. But totally unrelated. Just was also saying things.
If you guys thought that joke, was poor, then you obviously don't play Minecraft. And I don't play Minecraft, so it probably was poor. But I did go to the Minecraft museum.
Come on with the government gang. I skip class just to
fill
the white, then
technique. I'm with Hannibal. I disagree with this video.
He rides on a tractor and keeps it thug. With Marsh in the front seat, keeping it ghetto. From Detroit City,
dude.
With his shiny gold medal coming out from his teeth, swagger every day.
This is like someone threw the microphone away and decided to rap directly into a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah. You're right.
You all right?
No.
Why not?
I'm terribly uncomfortable with all of this. That's what I always ask when I see cringe rap in schools. Why couldn't the school shooting happen while they were filming?
Like,
they're gonna happen anyways. Man. They exist. I'm not saying they should happen. They do happen, though. And why don't they happen during cringe rap production?
I'd have to say I agree. Okay, look, right. Why don't they happen at this moment, Billy?
Yeah.
This moment, right here. So that guy goes,
I don't want them happening at all. I don't want them happening at all. But if they're gonna happen, this might be the most opportune time. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Keep a what?
Thoughts?
No.
Alicia says because these guys are the shooters, and that makes way too much sense.
She's very right.
Damn it.
No,
I asked the question, and I got the perfect answer. These guys are the school shooters. These guys are definitely the school shooters.
No,
of course,
man,
it would never happen while they were rapping.
The popular kids in this school.
These are not the popular kids.
They're the bottom of the top percent.
This guy looked like a damn like Ronald McDonald with his fucking makeup off.
Ben Monty.
This is Honky McCluskey.
Are these popular kids in their school, or are they the nerds? What do you think?
I will agree with you, Hannibal, and say they're the bottom of the top.
There we go.
They're the kids that are at the edge of the popular kids.
Yeah.
Where, like, the edge
the spectrum.
By that I mean they know the popular kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're the special edge.
They live
edge.
In the same neighborhood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
find our way. Honky McClunky. That's what these guys are.
Honky McClunky.
A bunch of Honky McClunkies.
Billy said that, not us. Not us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to say it because I ate mayonnaise for breakfast.
Honky's like, I'm not offended if anyone says it. I think it's a funny word.
Friend, do you think honky's a funny word?
Yeah.
That's why Macklemore got away with it.
He does what he wants.
Damn, that's a cold-ass honky.
If he sees you in the hall, you better not have no blunts. He beat you down like it's his job. He could single-handedly dig down an entire mob. His neighbor is Spear. And
what?
Could single-handedly dick down an entire mob? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Uh-huh.
Did you guys know that there was you guys know, obviously, there. Actually, let me give you some backstory before I start explaining this. I was looking up some. I fall down Wikipedia rabbit holes all the time, and I fell down this Wikipedia rabbit hole where I was reading about Bill Watts, who was he was a wrestler first, and then became a promoter. And he became like the head booker at WCW. And he made some kind of racist statement being interviewed one time. And Hank Aaron, who also worked for Turner at the time, got him fired. Hank Aaron, the baseball player, like went and got Bill Watts fired for what he said. So I started reading about Hank Aaron, and I didn't know this, but I guess Hank Aaron, went, during the beginning of his career, he played for the Negro Leagues originally before he played in, like, the Major League Baseball. I didn't know that. But I went there, and I'm like, I was like, I never really read about the names of the teams that existed back then. And I guess there was a team from Atlanta, and they were called the Atlanta Black Crackers.
Oh, shit.
We talked about this last time.
Not them, though. It was it was Sofane and...
Yeah.
Because
I remember that they were from the Sofane, and they'd never heard of it from Atlanta.
Yeah, and they even make jerseys for it still, too.
Wow.
Let's see.
Wow.
Yeah, here it is right here.
You ever heard of the Black Crackers, Hannibal?
The Atlanta Black Crackers lasted from 1919 to 1952.
And I thought the strangest factoid about this was that the song Michael Jackson made with Jackson 5, ABC, was actually about the Atlanta Black Crackers.
Yeah.
You realize that.
Oh, that's fucking... All right, Billy. Okay. You fucking
and then
guys.
It looks like for a little while they went to Indianapolis and became the Indianapolis ABCs at one point.
And then and then they went to London and became the London BBCs.
Yes.
Bars.
Yes.
I don't understand the name though. It's kind of a see, like, here's a jersey you can buy.
ABC. Wow. See, nobody would know what that was. They'd be like, oh, cool, you support the American Broadcasting Company.
Yeah.
Like, no, we don't know. The Atlanta Black Crackers, guys.
Yeah, here's one that just says crackers.
Man, this guy loves crackers so much, he got a jersey to let you know that he ate crackers.
It goes all the way up to 5XL.
Wow.
What do you mean? Wait,
someone send Young Bill Fridge a Crackers jersey.
A 5XL Crackers jersey?
Yeah.
I could probably fit a 4XL, but give me a 5XL.
I think I'm going to get me a Cracker jersey. I think I'm going to wear that shit all around Atlanta. I'm going to be like, it's your history. Just wear that shit. As a New Orleanian, I find this hilarious.
Yes.
Atlanta Black Crackers.
Yeah, here's here's another one. This one actually says Black Crackers on it.
I think I like the Crackers one the best.
Now, look, and then that's the one we give to Jesse Lee Peterson next week. There you go.
Find a way to stand up.
Yeah, he's already won the Coon Award. He's proud of it.
Yeah.
No,
he's proud to throw it in people's faces that use it as an insult against him.
Yeah, yeah. True, true.
Tommy Sotomayor wasn't too happy about it.
Yeah, yeah, no. Tommy Sotomayor isn't happy about much.
Oh, I'm not a fan of him at all.
That dude.
He false flagged our channel a long time ago. He's an asshole.
Oh, I know. I know. That's why we have yet to talk about that motherfucker on our channel. But I got shit to say about Tommy. So, Tommy Sotomayor, if you see this, come at me, bro.
Oh, damn.
Come at me.
Damn. Let your scalp breathe crispy.
There you go. There you go. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'll talk to you.
The Atlanta Black Crackers. Oh, I love this information. I am
I wonder if you can find some media of like old radio shows where they're talking about the Atlanta Black Crackers.
Probably because they lasted all the way into the 50s.
And get some like radio edits of the games and make a little beat talking about the Atlanta Black Crackers.
And the Black Crackers with a home run.
Yeah.
Make a slap. That might be lit.
Like that just feels like that was a bad name even for then. You know what I'm saying? Am I tripping? Am I bugging or that was like, it's a session.
You're not.
All right. It just seems like a terrible idea for a name.
It is. It's a very terrible idea.
Like the Crackers alone is a bad name, but it's like, oh, well, they're the Black Crackers. It's like, seems like a lot of information.
It was better than the
Dr. Zayas says Googling Negro League team names gives some interesting results. One was called the Ethiopian Clowns.
No way. My God.
No.
No.
Shut up. I don't know.
What?
Do they have jerseys?
Negro League teams. I'm looking it up now.
I don't want to know.
Shit, I do. I want to know all.
And then there was the name. Boise White Neighbors.
Okay. Negro League baseball teams. Here we go. Let's see. The Birmingham Black Barons. And they also had the Birmingham Giants, the Mobile Black Bears, the Mobile Tigers, the Gray Sox. See, some of these are regular names.
Yeah, for a baseball team.
The Los Angeles White Sox. See?
See? That's normal.
Larks, Tigers, Sea Lions. Oh, that's trash.
Yeah.
That's just a trash name. I mean, it's not racist. It's just, I mean, and I understand people like, oh, sea lions are very dangerous. But yeah, so what? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Hippopotami are very dangerous. Don't nobody want to name their team after those shits, though. The Wilmington Potomacs, the Black Senators. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, the Black Senators. I heard of those before.
Actually, yeah, the Black Senators sounds scary.
Yeah, didn't one of them grill your buddy Martin Shkreli?
Yeah.
Right? Probably. Was that guy a senator?
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Shkreli, what do you say to the poor, hungry mother that can't afford medicine and has to choose between buying food for her baby or AIDS medicine? My lawyer tells me to plead the fifth, or whatever the fuck he said. Talking loud. Yeah. No! Stephen McHuggs, I almost read that, you son of a bitch.
What? What?
I almost read that.
What did it say?
It was in quotes, so I immediately started reading it.
What did it say?
Stabby McHuggs, I'm not reading it.
Oh my God.
Should I read it?
You can do whatever you want. I'm not a part of this.
All right. I'd say stay away from whatever Stabby McHuggs said. I'm going to ignore it.
Yep, I'm gonna defer on
lesson
this.
Learned. I trust Billy and Ben on this, so I'm staying away.
It's the L.A. Sweet Boys is what Sweet the actual Boys. Team was.
There you go. Bitch. There you go.
The Akron Black Tyrites.
Okay. Tyrites.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. All right. The Cincinnati Cuban Stars. So yeah, it's like it's the Negro League, but we got some Cubans too. There you go. Cubans, they're good at the baseball. There's a lot of teams that were named the Giants. Yeah. There's a whole lot of Giants. Like they were just like that was the big thing. Is that, if you were a Giant, the Black Broncos, the Black Indians.
I'm pretty sure there was a team called like the Nubians or something too at one point.
The Black Spiders. The New York Gorums.
Gorum? What's a Gorum?
I don't know.
That's the curse word from Firefly, you know? Like, I'm out of Gorum meds.
Is it G-O-R-U-M?
Yeah.
No, it's like Gorhams.
Oh, Gorham.
That's P.T. Hams.
I thought you pronounced it Gorum.
Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently, apparently there's a disease named Gorum disease, but what is an actual Gorum?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a manufacturing company in Providence, Rhode Island.
That's what I found. No way. It's in Maine. There's a place in Maine called Gorham, Maine. Who knows?
Yeah.
Wow. How they come up with these names.
Well, I know how they came up with some of these names for sure. But I don't know how they came up with that one.
Yeah.
Maybe they were from the town of Gorham originally.
Maybe.
It's really I really don't know, man.
There's one that was called the Tennessee Rats. Fuck.
Yeah, wow. I don't. Damn, bro.
That's a shit name for a baseball team.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Rats.
But, you know, back in the day.
Wait, hold on. Just think about all the names that they threw away before they landed on the Tennessee Rats.
Look, bro, they didn't throw any of them away. This was the Black team when things were coming together. They're like, just give them that one. Like, there was no staff meeting on this. It's like, just call them the Rats. They're going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
There was no staff meeting. We're talking about history here. That's what it was.
You know, it's not even true that Jackie Robinson was the first black pro baseball player. This guy actually was.
Moses Fleetwood Walker. All right.
And he went to Oberlin College, which was one of the first integrated colleges
in the
United States.
Who is credited with being one of the first black men to play in Major League Baseball.
There's disputes that there may have been someone earlier than him.
So he's not even the first guy that you just said was the first guy.
I mean, maybe not. He's credited in by some historians. There's like a monument.
So
he played.
So
he played for Toledo.
Maybe Moses Fleetwood wasn't that good, and Jackie Robinson was good.
I mean, this is before the modern era of baseball. This is like, they didn't like him on his team. He had to play without a mitt for a while. He was actually. He was actually involved in some kind of brawl where someone attacked him and he killed them and actually was acquitted and it was found to be self-defense. And then he became like a segregationist and a black nationalist. I think they should make a movie about this guy because I read a lot of stories about him and it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah, but I think. And I'm wondering, they should make a movie, because I'm thinking maybe Moses wasn't that good at baseball, but Moses was, I'm good enough.
Well, I mean, how...
Good enough to be pro at in the know, early 1900s.
How bad could he be if they let him play and they took his mitt away and still let him play?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, that's fucking crazy to me.
Like I'm sure Moses was good.
He was half black. And his dad was like a doctor.
Oh, all right. You added a different fold, Ben.
Oh, man. Half black, half doctor? Man, he's amazing.
Yeah, that's him in the on the bottom middle there.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. All right. All right.
Those gentlemen look like they are very comfortable.
They look like they don't have legs.
They're men of leisure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if there are stats on him out there. Probably not. Yeah, but he wanted to go back to Africa. Like, he literally wanted to go back to Africa.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a thesis that he wrote. Our home colony shared Walker's thesis on the victimization of the black race and a proposal for African Americans to immigrate back to Africa.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, I learned something new. Moses what?
Moses Fleetwood Walker.
Moses Fleetwood Walker. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. You can play with us, but you can't have a glove. What the fuck?
See, Keegan-Michael Key could play him in a skit, and it would be hilarious.
Keone Soares said, the Dream Team is back. So glad I became a DP patron. So much awesome extra content. Planning on becoming a patron of the shit show soon as possible.
Well, hey, that's awesome. For $2 a month, you get to be a patron of Hannibal Monty Shit Show, and you get to watch our awesome pre-show that we do 1 hour before all of our main shows.
There you go. And sometimes I fuck up and make it public instead of private. So, you know.
Sure, that shit happens. You know, mistakes happen.
And I just let it roll. Like, just, all right, watch. Everybody tune in and watch. I wasn't paying attention. So. There you go. I try to only make that mistake once a month.
So I think we're going to go do the post show. Anything else we want to say?
Everybody watching right now, Ben might try and mute this, but I finished a stick of chapstick. I know you think it's impossible, but
show
did
us
it.
The chapstick, Billy.
Look at this. It's done.
All right. Good night, everybody.
It's empty.
Good night.
It's empty. That's empty.
We're done.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
drunken peasant. From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your drunken peasants. Drunken peasants. Drunken peasants. Drunken peasants.